It's been so long,
it
man.
It literally has been so long.
You forgot how to start the intro.
I forgot how the show
worked.
Mm-hmm. To turn it on. And
yeah, man.
We're here, though. We're saying words.
Hey,
and,
we back.
Okay.
We back.
So it's been a week. Okay, that's my fault again.
Yep.
All right, we're doing a Thursday show, right?
Yeah.
Let's talk about that later.
What?
Why even do shows in December?
I don't know.
I was honestly thinking that. And I know, we got to do this, Drogan's here. Hey, Drogan, what's up, man? Drogan's going to be the only one here this early, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we got to get this out fast before
this
protest.
Oh, man, it just gets me.
Okay, Rock Sam's hard. Here, too. It's over. It's over. Dude, 6 months? That's crazy.
Wow.
Sam, thank you for 6 months of... That's absolutely nuts, dude.
That is crazy.
That is nuts, man. Thank you very much.
For 6 months?
That's stupid. Well, we've been doing the show for 6 months. He's been watching for 6 months is really the most amazing part.
I can't believe we're still doing it.
There might be too many people here already. I'm going to try it anyway before the protests start. Okay? Okay? I think it's going to be too late, but I'm going to try.
Hurry up.
Menace is here. It's over.
Hurry up, dude.
Okay, here's the deal. All right?
What?
We're doing a show today, Thursday, Sunday.
Yeah.
Thursday, Sunday.
Yeah.
Then we're taking off like three shows because you're on vacation.
Two? It's two.
God, Taylor, it's over. They already stopped us. I haven't even got the proposal yet. They've already said we can't skip. It's too late.
No, we're not skipping.
What the fuck?
We got two full weeks of all shows, and then we're missing a full two shows in a row, and that's it.
Yeah, but if we could not do this show, think of it this way. We stop. Build anticipation. Come back January 3rd. New intro. Segments. Oh! Think of how good it'll be!
No, because I might not get all
but
that
you
shit
can
done.
Use this extra time to do it.
No, I'll
instead
use it
of
to sit
all
in bed.
The time that you do your show prep for the show instead.
Oh, yeah, all that.
You can work on the show instead, man.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
No, see, Menace is like three shows skip, might as well cancel everything. Here's the thing. Back in the day, we would have stopped completely. Three shows, it's over. Nah. It's like a cheat day for me. A cheat day turns into a cheat month, okay? It's like that with this show
that's
being canceled.
Fault.
We skip one episode, years gone, okay? Nah. It won't be like that this time, okay? Because we need money. All right? But no.
Also, we're here to entertain people.
Yeah, I know. It's over. I already said it's too late.
Yeah, you're the worst.
It's too late.
Well,
dude.
I would have turned you down anyways.
What the heck? Dude, Sam, what is this? Search the web to plant trees?
What?
That's kind of cool. I like that. So they use their ad revenue to plant trees? I like that. That's cool, right? Is it any good?
I don't know. What is it?
Hi, man. Type Seth and Colby. It pulls up our dead YouTube.
Yeah,
great.
It's literally fucking...
The video is our practice show from December 20th, 2008.
Wow. Dude, what is... Is that our new phone number brainwash ad? What's that one?
Yeah, right here, yeah. You don't remember this?
Yeah, I remember that.
This is terrible.
A second.
This is horrible. Right here, dude. Play.
If you're prone to seizures, don't look at the screen.
It's a brainwash ad. We gotta brainwash them.
All of you all the time.
Was there just a car?
Yeah. What the fuck, man?
Oh, that's good.
That's
good.
I forgot that happened.
That's all in there now. Yeah, that's a thing that exists. So, yeah, I like that. We just planted a tree by playing that video. So I like that link. That's a good link. What is it again? Ecosia.
Ecosia.
Yeah, that's good. I like that. Okay. All right. We're not going to skip any shows. Okay. Calm down.
Yeah.
All right. Keep it in your pants. Okay. It's fine. Just trying to get it out before the people showed up. We could sneak it in under the radar, and then I could be like, none of you protested, and they'd be fine, but everybody protested. Even you protested.
Yeah.
Why?
Because I enjoy doing this show.
Not three times, no. Just twice as enough.
Two times a week seeing you is enough.
Drogan, there was a phone number to call in 2008. That was a phone number in 2008.
Yeah,
no, that would have might have been 2009. That was early
2009. It's just in the Discord now.
Yeah, but the Discord doesn't work. I don't even turn it on anymore. I'm still mad.
That's
about that
true.
One time it didn't work, and Plotino and 32-Bit Phoenix took over our show and roasted us.
Mm-hmm.
So Discord, it doesn't work either. So there's no way to communicate with us besides Twitch chat. I'm sorry. Speaking of, okay, can I do something really selfish?
Go for it, man.
Okay, so you know, chat knows that even... with this rough exterior on the outside, okay?
Mm-hmm.
inside, I'm very fragile. I need.
Yeah, you're like a little baby.
I need validation.
You're like a little tiny flower.
Constantly.
You're a dandelion.
Okay?
You're a dandelion.
All the time. So, I've been playing the last week, since Friday, I've been playing Super Smash Bros. Ultimate.
Yeah.
All right? And there's this mode in it called the World of Light. And I 100% completed it. It was like 800 battles you had to fight. It took me 21 hours of stream time. Okay? And there was one battle.
800?
Yes. Yeah, it's huge.
You did 800 in 21 hours?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Okay, here's the thing. You're getting to what I'm saying. So clearly I am a gaming god when it comes to Smash Brothers. Okay?
No, that sounds like you have a problem. You need to go to rehab.
Okay.
No.
Battles.
Yeah, 800 battles.
No, why are you in here?
800 battles in 21 hours, Chris.
Get out!
I heard it.
It's my show.
Get out of here!
It's not your show.
It's my show.
You've had the show all week. Get out. I haven't had the show all week. Well, more than me.
Mm. She's still in here. Don't talk to her. Stop acknowledging her.
Good point.
She just came in here and waved her popcorn in our faces.
Yeah.
Now I'm starving.
And she was also just 1,000% wrong. You said 800 battles.
Yes, and you said 800 battles in 21 hours. Neither of us misspoke. She just came in here to rub her popcorn in her face, interrupt her show. Now she left, and she's going to go watch a competing streamer while we do this show. That's the woman I'm marrying.
Sam, I care about this show. I miss
you
Thursdays.
You have a reputation problem.
I miss Thursdays, man.
No, you don't.
I do.
You miss the show.
Yeah.
You don't miss Colby Plays Games.
I'm fine with it.
Okay.
I'm really not.
Clip this chat for Thursday, please.
No, I don't like Colby Plays Games. I like it when I get to pick.
Yeah, yeah. I think.
Or when they pick actually fun games.
I don't know where the count is for picking. No, I think what we'll do is we'll have chat pick this week, and then the final one of 2018.
Oh,
you get to end and pick whatever you want.
Cool.
And then we'll start actually keeping track again with one a month. Anyway, here's what I'll say. So I think one of the games that I am very good at, one of the only games I'm good at, Smash Brothers. Okay, because I played it a ton. I'm pretty good. Like I'm not going to win any tournaments. Okay, but I'm good at it. All right. You want to play? What kind of games do you like?
What's Dead Cells?
Exactly. That's the type of games he likes. None. He doesn't like. He likes his Call of Duty Zombies.
Oh, man. It just gets me rock hard!
12 months!
Jesus. Ren's a year old.
It's May. He's screaming May. He's screaming May.
Gotcha.
Yeah, screaming May.
That makes sense.
It's a lot of resubs this morning, guys. Thank you. Thank you. 6 months from Sam. 12 months. 12 months, a year sub.
That's
for Ren,
nuts balls, man.
That's nuts. Mm-hmm. Anyway, what was I saying? We gotta get to the point.
You're good at Smash, man.
I'm doing something selfish.
You're good at Smash.
Okay, here's the deal.
Except you're not. What?
Here's the deal. There was one fight the first day of World of Light where I fought Ganondorf, and it was the hardest thing I've ever done in my life, Smash-wise. It took me 30 tries. It was like Dark Souls.
Okay.
Okay? Plotino is playing World of Light right now, and I told him to take and go fight Ganondorf. For like a week now. Like, you gotta understand with Plotino Sunshine, okay? The man is a good streamer. In fact, it's Chris's favorite streamer is Plotino Sunshine, okay? His favorite. And the thing is he's very bad at streaming when he says he's going to. Mm-hmm. So I think he streamed Friday evening or Saturday. It was one of those two right after Smash came out, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he claims he's also very good at Smash. This is important. And everyone was roasting me because I was talking up how much I love Smash, how good I am at Smash, and then Ganon whips my butt 30 times. Okay, I have like 8,000 hours into Smash Brothers as a franchise. Like, if I'm bad at it, I need to rehab is the right answer.
Yeah.
Okay, because if you do anything,
man, it just gets me rock hard.
7 months? Are you kidding me? Unbelievable.
I'm rock hard over here.
That's unbelievable. 6, 7, 12 months. Sam Menace,
I'm
Red. Thank you guys.
Stone, man.
Thank you guys. I appreciate that,
I'm
dude.
Granite.
You guys are crazy. Anyway, what was I saying? Oh, okay.
I'm lying.
So he's also good.
There.
So they were all roasting me because all I did was talk about how good I am
Marble
at Smash.
Rock. What?
All I did was talk about how good I am at Smash.
Yeah, man.
And
you're
all
really
they
good.
Did was be like, you died 30 times to one boss, you moron.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you know, I can't refute it. So if we get Plotino in here and he's going to fight this Ganon boss,
mm-hmm.
and I want him to loot, I want him. This could go very bad because if he goes into Ganon and he wins first try, it's over for me.
Yeah.
But if he dies 150,000 times, which I hope he does, then I'm validated.
Right.
Okay? So I've got his stream pulled up. And when he goes to fight Ganon, which should be any moment now, because of course his stream schedule, he's got to do the one thing that he's had a week and a half to complete. He's got to do it in the 2 hour window where we do our show every week 141 times now.
Yeah, he's the worst, man.
So we're going to put him up on the screen when he starts fighting Ganondorf, and I'm going to make all of you watch it, and I'm sorry. But I need this.
That's pretty selfish.
Okay, I told you it was selfish. I've needed this for a week now. I wake and I dream.
Boo.
I wake and I dream of this Ganon battle. And am I bad? You know, am I the worst? You know, that's what I think in my head. I need this. I can't focus on anything else until I see him lose. I'm very confident he's going to be lose because he's played battles that I waltzed through and he got whooped by. But the thing is that everyone is different. Like, some things are harder for some people than others, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So this Ganon battle might be super difficult for me, but not for him. While some of the things that are super difficult for him are really good for me, you know, and vice versa. But I'm just hoping, man. So that's what we're doing. Maybe should have. Link is great, all right? Link is one of the best characters in the game, all right? All right. So, anyway, you can do the show until I take over with not doing the show.
This game is terrible.
But you're terrible. How dare you? Quit looking at it.
You got it up, man. I can't.
Not for the viewers.
I can't.
Not for the viewers. It ain't up there, man.
I'm gonna look over here.
Okay. It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Talking to the side of your head. So, how was your week, man? Did you do anything exciting?
Yeah, bro. So many things. I lived and I went to work and I went home. I slept.
Okay.
Yeah.
How was your Friday? What'd you do instead of hang out with us?
Went over to Lizzie's.
Yeah, I know, but what'd you do? What was so great?
Oh, we sat there and watched Jordan play guitar. Yeah.
And you did that over, you know, coming to hang out with us?
Yeah, you guys didn't say anything.
What do you mean we didn't say anything?
You didn't invite me over.
That's because I wasn't sure you'd actually look at your phone.
I have my phone all the time.
It doesn't mean you look at it.
That is
There's
exactly
literally
what it
been
means.
Times where we've texted you, be like, "Hey, you want to hang out?" We wait 3 hours, and then Chris will call you, and you'll be like, "Sorry, my phone was
that
face down."
No, that doesn't mean that I didn't see it. It means I didn't respond to it.
That's the same thing to me.
No, I'm very bad at like seeing it and be like, "I'll get to that in a second," and then forget about it.
Well, why don't you just get to it when it happens?
I know. I don't know why. I feel awkward like replying back like immediately.
Why?
I don't know.
That's how phones are supposed to work,
I
man.
Know. I think I'm going to get over that.
You are?
Yeah.
I don't believe it.
Well, you can
try. Should I text you more and give you, like, practice? Is that what we should do? You know, just to make sure?
That's how phones work, man.
That is how phones work.
I know.
You used to have to pick up the phone, talk to some person who you didn't want to talk to get on the phone with the person you did want to talk to.
When I text someone and then it takes them 5 fucking hours to get back to me.
So then why do you do it?
Because they do it to me. I'm like, it's only fair.
I don't do that to you.
You do it.
Well, when?
All the time.
Name one time.
All the time.
Name one time.
Literally anytime you're streaming. Anytime.
If you text me during the stream, first of all, I do see it. Because I have my text pulled up during the stream in case Chris is dying or something and I need to know about it. Second of all, you can Discord me and I see it. Third of all, you can jump into Twitch chat. When I'm streaming is literally the most accessible time for me.
Yeah, I know.
Now, it doesn't mean I want to talk about what you want to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I will at least be like, hey, that's not how I want to talk about that.
Rude.
Have I ever not talked about you, man?
I should be able to jump into your life at any moment and talk about what I want to talk about.
You do. They can't.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if some random dude's like wants to get in and be like, hey, you want to do this thing later? I'll be like, I don't know. I'll talk to you later. It usually means no. But I'll be like, you know, just do some of that. And then you jump in immediately, boom. You know? Boom. After we watch Plano stream, you want to check out Unofficial Tony Peace? Because he's streaming live, too, right now.
Oh, is he? I have qualms with that man.
Oh, yeah?
After last night.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you hung out with him twice? Two nights in a row?
Yeah. Well, no, he wasn't there Friday.
Oh.
Because he had to sleep. Because he works. Because he's a vagina.
Yes, he works? Mm-hmm. Doesn't he work, like, 4 hour days?
Yeah, he goes in at, like, one.
Yeah, he works like 1 to 6, doesn't he?
I think. I can't remember.
No,
I'm the beginning of the morning or
no, what? it's the evening. Because when I go and fill up with gas and stuff after stream, like his douchemobile is parked in the parking lot.
Uh-huh.
And I just stare at it and I'm just like, God.
So we're having a friend Christmas kind of thing.
Okay, yeah. Friendsmas, is that what it's called?
Everybody's wanting to do White Elephant. and he has a reason for not liking that.
Okay, White Elephant's the one where you give joke gifts, right?
I mean, no, you just get a gift for general, anyone can use it.
But you're not doing joke gifts?
Mm-mm.
You know, like a White Elephant for me would be this thing of dental floss.
Yeah, no, it's not that.
Okay.
No, it's more... It's,
I can't tell you why I have dental floss in here, by the way. It's very strange.
It's, there's another word for it.
Well, your Secret Santa? It's not a Secret Santa because you don't have someone assigned.
It's not specific.
It's just a gift exchange.
Yes, that.
Yeah, it's just a gift exchange. But you're doing, like, the round robin thing.
Right.
Where you draw numbers and then you get to pick the gift.
That.
And then if the next person who goes could either pick a new gift or they could steal the gift that's already been taken.
Yep.
Okay. So you're doing that.
We're doing that, and he doesn't want to do that.
Okay, why?
He wants to do Secret Santa.
Okay. Does he know that it's December 16th? We're now single digits away from Christmas.
Yeah.
And everybody, you know, like from the 22nd to the 27th is busy.
Yeah.
Yankee Swap. Okay, that's, is that what it's called?
I mean, yeah. All right. Was in the office.
Okay. All right. Let's do it then.
Anywho,
I don't think it's called the Dirty
Santa.
The
man doesn't like it. I wanted to know why. I asked him last night.
Is it one of those times where you kept asking and he kept not giving you an answer and then he got...
Oh, he got so mad!
That happens, dude.
And he was like, I explained myself in the group chat. I explained myself in the group chat. I'm not explaining it again. I'm like, dude.
This happens once a year with him, at least.
It's fucking infuriating.
Oh, it is, dude. I'm with
you. How you just, like, oh, you can't just speak fucking words, ass fuck.
Right.
Like, oh!
Like, he could just open the phone and read out loud what he said in the group chat if it's so difficult for him to say it again, you know?
Dude, it made me so mad.
Yeah, I'm with you, dude. I'm with you, dude.
Like, it made me reconsider our friendship because I'm just like, I can't deal with you if you're going to be a fuckhead and not tell me why with words from your mouth.
Well, but he thinks you already know. He doesn't think he needs to explain
itself. I made it very fucking clear I didn't know.
Yeah, but he thinks you're being a jerk. And you're not
right.
You're not being real.
I just wanted to know, man.
Like,
and then he turns it on me being like, why you got to be attacking me, man? I'm like, I'm not.
I just want to know why. And I already told you why.
Dude,
no, you
was,
did it. Please
it
tell me why.
Was
I did already.
Worst.
Dude, I'm with you. I've been there.
I'm not hot.
Yes, no, I'm with you. I feel
it really was.
I'm trying to think before I say this if it's actually true, but I think it's actually true. One of the last times that he and I played Destiny, it might be the last time that he and I did something together. It was on stream, and he was doing this. I don't remember.
Oh, man, it just gets me rock hard.
Drogan with the tier one sub, new sub.
Shit.
Thank you, Drogan. Dude, you guys are heckin' generous, man.
Yeah.
Thank you for all the subs today.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
I like it. I like it.
Back to the rage, okay?
Fuck your dick, man. Oh.
It was on stream.
Mm-hmm.
I was streaming, he was streaming. It was a late night stream. It was early. It was pre-sub button. The audience was... But it was right around that time where my stream was slightly bigger than his because he had done one of those things where he takes an eight-month break and then comes back and expects his audience to come back with him, and that doesn't actually happen. You
yes.
know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll never forget. He got more... I don't even remember what it was about. Luke was there. I could probably ask my brother. He might know. But it was something like that, where, like, he just wouldn't admit something everybody already knew or we wanted him to explain, and he just wouldn't admit it. And so I'd be like, would you just say it? He's like, I'm not going to say it again. I'm like, you never said it to begin with. You know, it's one of those things.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to keep cool, because I was on the air, and I'm like, this is my time. And so I remember about three-fourths of the way through the conversation, all his chat left, and they came to my chat.
Mm-hmm.
It started talking trash about Unofficial Tony P and how crazy he was. And I'm like, yeah, dude.
Mm-hmm.
He gets butt hurt so bad.
And he hates that he does.
Yes.
But he keeps on doing it,
right.
man.
Right.
I don't get it.
Well, and what I did, I think the thing that really made him mad, I was like, you cannot just get offline. Because that's what he does when you do it over, like, voice chat. He just leaves voice chat.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I'm like, you're going to get butt hurt and you're going to rage leave. Because that's what you do every time this thing happens. Because whenever you back him into a corner,
yeah.
he just runs away.
He was literally backed into a corner last night.
Right, right. But you were there in person. I've never had one of these in person. I might kill
it. It was me, Britt, Lizzie, and Jordan, and we're all, like, circling him. Because I just brought it
Why
up.
Why didn't he just say it?
Dude, I don't know.
It's the big... Oh, here we go. Here we go. He's fighting Ganon.
Okay, his power level's kind of off the charts right now.
Okay.
Hi.
All right.
The one I got.
All right, everybody, shut up.
Let's see.
Watching this.
This one.
Okay, we'll get back to the show later. We don't really need to talk about Unfinished Puppy. The man sucks. Okay. He knows it. We know
that's
it.
More of
you
like
know it.
Type character,
right, just,
okay.
Oh, God.
Yo, is this the level? This is not the level, isn't it? Is it?
No, it's the other M. Bison level. It's the other M. Bison level with Ganondorf.
Here.
I already told him 100 times.
This is it. Okay.
This is it.
Oh, it's going
to
be lit.
All right, so Seth and Colby got my stream up. Okay, I got it.
Get to the game.
They got my
we ain't got all
day.
I'm
going to see if I can do it, man. I'm going to see if I can do it.
God, you cannot type.
Get to the game.
I give up. I'm not typing the second part. It's impossible for me to type.
Or is it? No, it's green.
Dude.
I mean, what beats green?
What are all these fucking
blue
people?
Okay, this is the spirits mode. I would explain it to you, but I don't really comprehend it. Okay? Basically, because there's 800 battles, they're not all just kill this man. Okay? Mm-hmm. They all have modifiers.
Hey, Swigs, I don't use projectiles, so this might not be a terribly horrible fight, but we'll see.
Okay, so what happens in this battle is this Ganondorf. Okay? He does extra damage. You do less damage.
Mm-hmm.
And then he actually, and then after a few seconds here, he's going to take less damage. So he's going to be twice as powerful as you, twice as hard to damage as you. Although, I don't remember there being jump powered down. I'm a little curious as to what is going on. Because this looks...
Oh, he does that pretty well.
There it is. Okay.
Oh.
Okay,
oh,
so this is when it gets really difficult. Now, see, he just hit for 30%.
And you, and he power goes down too? Oh, he's going to deflect these. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. This is where it gets difficult. Okay?
Oh, shit. That took so much damage. No!
See, he just did 40% with that one
damage
hit. So basically, for like, if you don't,
I got it.
The first 10 seconds of this battle, you gotta get your damage in,
because
as soon as those modifiers kick in, it turns into Dark Souls. You can't get hit. You have to hit him 100 times without you getting hit. And it took me like 30 tries. Here we go. See. I was a little worried. It feels like it takes so much longer. You know? Yeah, Drogon says it. Okay, Drogon was there. Oh my! If he just would have died by falling off the stage right there, this show would have been over.
Me and this Ganon can't fucking hit each other.
Oh man!
God, my heart stops every time, dude. This was eventually my strategy, though. Do you think he went back and watched my VOD?
Maybe.
Because this is literally what I did. I just put him on the edge and just kept hitting him like this. This was literally how I beat him.
Oh, that fucking cheesy
okay,
attack.
Still
back. All right. That's two tries.
I feel like he watched my VOD chat.
Dude, I don't know.
Lucky. Command don't
work.
This
game sucks.
You suck!
All right. Two tries.
I'll explain my reasoning behind it, unlike Panella.
Okay, explain it.
It's dumb.
You got me. I should have seen it coming.
Yeah,
don't
really
know why I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, no. I got no reason.
He's going to beat it faster than me because he figured it out. He figured it out. Also, I told him what spirits to use.
Did you have to play as Mario or were you Link?
You can pick whoever you want.
Okay.
Yeah, Mario is his best character.
Can you switch like in between matches or do you
yeah,
have
like
to
if
the whole
every
thing?
Time you lose, you can reevaluate your loadout.
I don't want the sauce now.
I think I actually ended up beating Ganon as Captain Falcon. Actually.
Okay, so not only
because I needed to use speed.
But he all of a sudden dodges every single attack that you do.
Yeah, this is Dark Souls, dude. All
right.
This is the most messed up battle in the entire game. There's nothing harder than this in the entire game. 800 battles. And this one's towards the beginning. Like six hours in, you have this battle, and then there's 20 hours left that aren't this hard. Now, there are some hard ones, but this is stupid. This is stupid.
Okay.
He should have stick to the edge. The edge is the way I beat him. Because you get him in the middle, like Ganondorf, he'll just pound you.
He's going to pound you real
pound
hard.
Pound you real good.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why Platino uses this Switch outline, by the way.
Yeah, I'm very confused.
Like, I don't want to badmouth Platino. I like Platino, okay? He's a good supporter of the channel, and, you know, blah, 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 blah. I don't like to keep asking. I don't trust the UK's post coming towards Chris Time. Is the merch shop another company, or is it you? No, it's being shipped from, I think, North Carolina to you.
And look,
I can look up your order. It was slow.
Okay.
Your shipping.
I was supposed to end in a grab.
I can look it up. I'll look it up for you, Sam.
He still hasn't got his stuff?
He should have a tracking number. That's the thing. I don't know enough about foreign countries to know how their tracking works. Like, that's the thing. Like, I don't know.
That was Sweet Chin Music, actually.
Does the UK use tracking numbers?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I would guess. Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know, man.
That was a weird ass year.
All right, we don't need to listen to plot now. We'll just leave. Let's just do the show. Good news is Luck is keeping track. He's at 0-4 right now. Okay. I think it took me like 21, 22 tries, I think. For this, or I'm gonna look up Sam's order here.
Yeah, if
my super fast computer. Yeah, it'll get there eventually. All right, takes it a second, but it'll get there. It'll get there. So on Friday, you hung out without Pinella. I don't know why that's weird to me. I just feel like
He's a little bitch boy.
I just feel like it's weird that you go places without him. Like I feel like I know this isn't true because your girlfriend, best friend, is Liz, or at least it was at some point. So, like, it makes sense that you would hang out with her. But I just feel like, for you, the only reason you ever even hang out with those people or met those people is because of Pinella.
No.
Well, that's what I think. So it shatters my worldview when you go someplace.
I've known Lizzie since high school.
Did she go to high school with you?
No.
Oh.
Oh, he just won. Gannon threw him off the edge, or grabbed him and threw him off the edge.
Oh, Gannon killed himself?
Yeah. And he just won. Wow.
Gannon threw the game.
That's literally my life in a nutshell right there.
It's fun. Oh, man.
I just banned him.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Plotno. I'm going to unban you. I'm sorry. That was a gut reaction. But Plotno didn't kill him, for the record. Gannon killed himself. You saw it. I didn't even see it. I also rage closed it, so I can't even, like, go back and look. I might have anger issues.
God, it only took him five. Five tries, man.
You took five tries, man. Oh, he's got me up now. How do I go back and rewatch? I don't care about live now. Dead is dead. You're all gonna
ban. Dead is dead.
I can't ban Taylor. she's unbannable. But everybody else, you watch what you say. The flames are rising up inside me. Oh.
But just keep it calm, all right? Keep it calm. Yeah, he definitely killed himself.
And then he does that.
I'm gonna go back and watch this VOD here.
He killed him!
Yeah, even Plotno admits it. Look at that.
GG.
Are you trying to beat the whole game as Mario?
Probably. I know I'm gonna have to switch off eventually, but Mario is my main, so it would only make sense.
Who doesn't know that?
Huh?
Who doesn't know that?
Wow. Oh, he killed himself! There you go, Swigs! GG! I won! It doesn't matter how it happened. Where's his stream at? Let me see him. I'm gonna watch him beat this.
Oh, he just won.
Look at that!
He just won. Gannon threw him off the edge, or grabbed him and threw him off the edge.
Oh, Gannon killed himself?
Yeah.
That's a win in my book. Man.
I'm so mad!
Well... Welcome to life, bro. Things don't go the way you want them to go. Plotno beat you.
Somebody banned me. Somebody banned me from his channel. When I went to talk, was that him?
That was definitely him.
I think he banned me.
I just banned him.
Sweet.
Could you close this, please? I can't.
Yeah. No, I got you, bro.
Can you hit zero?
Really? Oh, fucking hell.
He killed himself, man!
Yeah. Things happen. Why's Pinella gotta be a dick?
Why's Jesus...
Reasons unknown.
What if I went to 20 years of Christian school, and this is how Jesus rewards me for that?
Yep.
If I don't get into freaking heaven, dude, I'm gonna be so mad after that right there. All right?
Peter could be like, hey, you remember all those things you did that got you to hell? Remember how, like, back in your 20s, you'd be like, I'm on the road to hell on a skateboard? I'm sure I've said that a lot to you. Remember that? Yeah, you know? Remember that? That's why you're going to hell. And I'd be like, Peter, you remember fucking Ganondorf, dude? Because I will come to your house. And he'll be like, you're at my house. It's heaven. I'm coming into your house. Burning down the gates. The rage.
You know, I thought Penelope pissed me off. I don't know if I can get to that level.
I just want to be clear. I'm not mad at Plotino. Mm-hmm. Plotino did nothing wrong.
No.
What I'm mad at is just Earth. Just
RNGs.
Life.
Yeah.
Like, that only happens to me.
Mm-hmm. No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No, you only notice when it
every
happens.
Every other
you.
Person in the world, Ganon killed themselves, except for me.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's in there. 8,000 hours, thought you were good for it, you know, every time. And I'm like, yes, I finally beat it. It's so hard, can't wait for Plotino to do it. Plotino gets in there, here comes Ganon. I'll kill myself.
That's kind of bullshit the game registers that as him winning, though.
It didn't used to. Yeah. I'm actually a little mad about it, because I play as Ganon. Like, mm-hmm. He's one of the characters I love to play as. And that B over, you grab him and you slam him down.
Yeah.
And in the Wii U version, it killed them before it killed
right,
you.
Right, because they hit the ground first.
Right. Yeah, it used to be one of my favorite ways to win, because I'm sure I've killed you several times that way, where you're like standing on the edge thinking you're going to get me, and then I do that move and I kill you, and then I die too, but it doesn't matter because I died after you, game's still over, and they changed it in this version, which I'm really mad about, because in online battles, I still love to do it to people. It's still fun, you know. But
well, that was fun and totally worth the wait, I feel like.
It wasn't. I wish I never would have known.
Nah, I liked it. You know, I thought I was going to be a little wishy watching Plotino this entire time, seeing how long, like 30 times, but no, that
I
was
great.
I
muted him. You know?
It was great. I enjoyed it.
Can we end the show?
No.
God.
We got an hour and a half. What's this leaked footage?
It's not worth it.
No?
It's not. It's at the very end. It's one of the worst things.
What is it?
What's
leaked footage of?
It's not really leaked footage.
No.
It's not really leaked
footage. Well, then why does it say it?
Because YouTube needs clickbait. All right, we're gonna get to things. I gotta repose. Okay, just take.
You
want to
do like
water.
Some yoga?
No. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I'm supposed to look up Sam's merch order. Let me do that. That'll make me feel a little better.
Unless it is just.
I can, even if it doesn't give me tracking, it'll at least give me dates. Okay? It'll at least give me dates. Load, please. Okay, let's see. Where's he at? Right here, Sam. Okay, look at this. It says it'll be delivered December 17th to January 1st, is what it says. So it could come tomorrow. It also could come in the new year.
Jesus.
Let's see if their tracking number has it. It says estimated delivery. The tracking. Did you not get a tracking number, Sam? I'd put it in. Can I whisper this to you? Hold on. Can I whisper this to you, Sam? Say something in chat, Sam. Say something else. I have to whisper to you. Say something. Say something.
These ways banned plot, no sunshine.
No regrets, dude. Okay, here. Here. No, man, it's got your address on it. I'm going to whisper it to you. It's no big deal. I'm just going to whisper it to you. It's no big deal. Look at my computer struggling to paste. There, I whispered it to you, Sam. Now you have it. Okay, but it says estimated delivery Tuesday, so you should get it Tuesday. Okay? All right?
Man.
Yeah, so the way our shipping works, okay, is we have fulfillment centers in the EU, in Latvia.
Yeah.
And then we have two of them in the U.S., one in California, one in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So the idea is not everything is available at both fulfillment centers. But if they are, they'll fulfill from whatever's closest.
Yeah.
So I think because Sam ordered a long sleeve, it shipped the entire order from North Carolina. Mm. And like, ZFM ordered one of my ugly Christmas sweaters, and it only is stocked in Latvia, so that came from the EU. What? So far, our EU orders have come only from America, and the only EU order we've shipped out came to America. It's very weird.
That's super dumb.
It's very weird. Like, if Sam would have ordered a shirt, just a t-shirt, mm-hmm. it would have been there like that because it would have shipped from the EU.
Mm-hmm.
But now it had to get on a boat or a plane. I don't know how shipping works, but then it has to go across the pond.
That's dumb.
To his little island house.
That's super
dumb. It's just, of course. It's like when Ganon kills himself, you know, because it's us. It has to be us.
Don't come back to it, man.
It just can't work like it's supposed to because it's us. Then we have some of the best supporters of the stream. They're like, where's my stuff, Z-Swigs? And I'm like, I've already spent your money on bills. Please don't return it. And I'm like, it's going to take 8.5 million years. Frodo made it to Mordor before your sweater arrives, bro. I'm sorry. Thank you for your support. Okay.
So did he get the sweater already?
Yeah, he got it. He got it a couple days ago. It looks great. I thought you lurked in Discord, man.
Oh, I haven't in a hot second. A hot minute.
Okay.
Now I'm going to, though.
All right. Hey, man, how you doing?
I'm great.
You doing good, man?
Yeah, dude.
I'm glad to hear it.
I thought I was raised about Pinella. I now know my place.
Dude, that Ganondorf thing got... Like, I can't... I've been waiting a week for me to be validated, and then I'm never actually going to be validated because, first of all, you can't replay them. So there's no way for him to redo it in a match where Ganon doesn't kill himself.
Why the fuck?
Hey, man, check Discord, dude.
Why?
You don't like that big photo? Scroll down. There's a great Photoshop the Menace did.
You guys are the worst.
I will do New Game Plus tomorrow, Drogon. I actually, that's the agenda for tomorrow, so I'm going to have to redo it. And if Ganon, I'm just going to bait Ganon to kill me the entire time. That's all I'm going to do.
What is the stupid sweater, man? Is it an IRL?
It's probably in under Z-Swigs, but I honestly don't know. The Discord's pretty active. It's the price that comes with fame. You want to scroll up. It's a few days ago.
How the fuck did I miss it then?
I don't know.
I scroll past things all the time. I literally just scroll until they don't.
See, there's Taylor wearing her set of Colby hoodie.
I saw that.
Actually, that was the first time I had seen those photos. Sorry, Taylor. That was during the stream. I didn't look.
Well, there's another one in our channel, too.
There it is.
There it is.
It looks good, man. You did a great job on that design, man. Thank you. Look at that.
That's cool. Where's my money?
Hey, dude, I made 96 cents off that. I need to send you money.
I want my fucking 43 cents.
It was included with your paycheck from Seth. Yeah, it was.
No, was it?
It was.
You sure?
Yeah.
Where is it?
Show me
your fucking little Finder, your Excel document.
You want to see my spreadsheet of finances?
Make sure that 43 cents was in there, man.
Well, you don't know how much you're going to make from Twitch, though. How are you going to do that math?
Oh, I don't. I just trust that you're giving me what I get. Please don't short me, man.
I'm not shorting you, man. I'm not shorting you.
Why do you need to give me money? For what?
I paid you for Twitch.
Yeah.
Money from Sam's order.
Yeah.
Which is why you can't return it.
Because
I've already paid you to pay it back if he returns it, which don't, please. And then that was it.
I thought you said you just now said you need to send me more money.
Well, I might not have sent you the 96 cents for that sweater. You want me to write you a check?
No, I'm good.
I forgot I was supposed to send you royalties for the shirt.
You can keep the 96 cents, man.
But I did send Ren his money for his sales, your money for your sales. Half. It's very complicated. All the math. It's tough. Let's see.
A Bears logo? Sam, I don't get why you like the Chicago Bears.
Dude. Also, is there such a thing as a double-sided t-shirt?
Like a reversible? No.
We can't do that.
No.
We can't do that.
I mean, if you want to wear your shirt backwards, we could do that.
I was happy we got long sleeves.
Oh yeah.
I mean that was a big one for us. Did that specifically for Sam.
Yeah.
Long sleeve shirts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They need to add more products.
Dude, I need to do so much work.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you added to the to-do list?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
And I made it easier for you.
What?
I reorganized it. So all the stuff that I add that's new is at the top.
Oh.
So you no longer have to scroll down and look. I just move it all to the top. I'm gonna add it to the top every time.
What do I have to do?
Oh, a lot of it is, what, do we really want, you want to get on it?
I want to get on it.
I don't want to do it on the air. You're mean to me on the air. We
yeah.
have to do it off the air, and then you're nice to me.
Nope.
Off the air, you're like, hey, man.
On here right now. Fucker, bring it up. Hurry up. Hurry up. Stit stat.
Stit stat.
Stit
huh?
stat. Get the stit stats. Okay.
I need to add something to it.
Load.
To be
slow,
honest, hold on here. Okay, let's go here. I gotta add something up here as well. Okay. We need a stream starting soon / ending video update, because I thought we wanted to get rid of the superheroes, right?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, so we'll do that, and so that's not started. I'd say that's probably what, medium, low, probably low.
It's low.
It's low. We don't need that. I mean, it would look
great. What's critical, man?
Critical. Combine our names and goodbye videos, which is not actually critical. That's a joke. Critical.
Yeah.
And then the video intro animation is critical, because we do need our intro done.
We don't. Not for.
We need it for January.
Yeah, I got 14. 13, here, I'll put.
Where's the due date? I actually have a due date slot over here. Let's just do 1-1 there. Yep. January of 2018. That's what I wanted, Excel. Thank you. Okay, there. All right. That's the wrong one.
Yep. Yeah, that's wrong.
I'm good at this. And let's see. New logo merch. That's in progress. You're doing that. Okay. Raptor Teeth production video intro. Yeah, that needs to be done. That needs to be done by, same date. No. Segment interstitials, that also needs to be done. Same date. Okay.
Nah, bullshit. Yeah, you're never going to use them.
What are you talking about? I'm going to use them every Sunday. They will be used.
Every Sunday?
Yes.
Not Thursday?
I might use them occasionally on Thursdays. Thursdays and Tuesdays, they're faster. We fly through an hour of this show, man. Mm-hmm. We're 40 minutes into this one. We haven't done nothing. All right?
Whose fault's that, mister? I'm mad about Gandor.
If I had an interstitial video, I could hit the button, and it would get me off the subject because I got transitioned.
It wouldn't.
100%.
It wouldn't.
100%. Why do I feel like I'm watching a performance review? See, Taylor, you feel that way, but I'm the one being reviewed here. He's doing all the work. I'm the one being judged for it. That's how I feel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where else is my stuff at? Where's my name at? Other than there.
On
the other
one? This one needs to go on here, too. Oh, hold on. I haven't finished adding to this yet.
Oh, my God.
I also need a stream offline image for Twitch. That one's probably a 2. That's a medium, I would say. Okay, because it's we don't have anything there right now, so I'll probably need to do that one as well. So there we go. Okay, there's the priority. That's not too bad, man. Look at all this stuff you've already completed, man. Good job.
There's like 3 other lists on here.
There are, yeah. The Z-Swigs one, I don't feel... Yeah, this one I'm going to talk to you about later. You can do that. That's on down the line, okay? These are all mine, so you can ignore those. Raptor Teeth, I don't think... Yeah, nothing on there for you, and then I've started a duo one, but I don't want you to look at that one yet, because that's... You focus on this first, and then we'll get to all the duo stuff. Mm-hmm. Also, most of the duo stuff is on me anyway, so... Mm. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine. He looks like he wants to hit you with that list. Dude, he made me bring it up!
Yeah, I wanted to make sure that you're not fucking me around here, man.
What do you mean?
Not putting bullshit on there. Like you need 15 new goddamn emotes.
I mean, I could always use more emotes, but for what I got right now, I'm pretty happy with
it. No, you're done with the emotes.
There's a couple emotes that I want.
You're done.
There's a couple emotes that I want, but...
You're banned.
I'm done for this year for sure.
I'm banning you in real life.
I'm done for this year for sure. Your ban didn't work. This year, I'm definitely done for this year, so.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's fine.
We'll see if there's any more fucking emotes.
It's fine. But I think all the duo ones are actually, I think they're all on me anyway, so I don't think you need to do anything. So I think you're good. I think you're good on that. I think you're good on that, man. Do you want to talk about some of our topics?
Yeah, man, let's do it.
Okay. So these faces right here, these faces are fake. These are not real people.
Mm-hmm.
These were created by NVIDIA's neural network. Like, these are fake faces, man. They're artificially generated faces.
Yeah, that's been a thing.
This has not been a thing. Look how real these look, dude.
Nah, it's been a thing.
Look at these faces. They look so good. These look like real people.
Nah. You're going to see a next mass shooting event, and then all these faces are going to be there being like dead people.
Well, doesn't this change stock photography like 100%?
Why?
Like... Think about, like, NPCs in video games. Boom, neural network. Here's all your vanilla faces. Like, none of these people are real. But some of these people are real, right? Like, just 7,000... Like, with 7 billion people on the planet...
Mm-hmm.
someone real's on this list.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What would happen if you saw yourself on this list?
I'm right here.
Looks a little bit like
that's
you.
That's me.
I don't know, dude. It's very weird to me that, like it even did, like, sunglasses, you know? Like, it made everyone's boss, you know? It made everyone's drug dealer. It made everyone's grandmother. And it made your tamale dealer. Like, it made everybody.
Tamale.
Like, it made everybody.
Oh, man.
Like, it made Eric Snowden. It made Cher. Made a baby with its mouth open. Like, I don't, like, it's crazy. It says, a case of poor research in NVIDIA have harnessed the power of generative adversarial network, GAN. A class of neural network to generate some extremely realistic faces as a result of more impressive than anything we've seen before. Take a look below, bearing in mind that none of these faces are real. Like, this is it, right?
Oh, yeah, we're going down.
But no, I mean, like, this is peak. How does it get better? These look real. Like, this is it.
Yeah.
Yes, they did it with a cat. We're going down. Believe me. Yelling Timber. There's the cats. We're going to get there in a second. GAN can iteratively generate generate images based on genuine photos it learns from, then it evaluates the new images against the original. And this is the researchers taught GAN a number of styles, faces modeled for subjects who were old, young, wearing glasses, or had different hairstyles. The results are spectacular. Even seemingly random details like freckles, skin, pores, or stubble are convincingly distributed in the images the product generated. The network even took a crack at generating fake pictures of cats, but they didn't take... they didn't turn out quite as well. I mean, some of these cats look good. Some of them don't, you know, but like, that's a little off, but this one looks real, you know? This one looks okay. Right, Taylor, that's the problem. All of our new robot overlords...
What is this really going to do?
They're either going to have giant cat faces or they're going to look like humans.
What is this really going to do? What can photos do?
It can be combined with this, man, that you sent me on Reddit. Look at this do a construction work. Look at this robot do a construction work. Okay. It's over for us. It's over.
You need to like play like Rec Room for a Dream while watching this. They can't generate faces, moving faces yet.
Well, not yet.
Skip forward a little bit. Where the real hype gets in.
I mean, he's even nailing it, dude. Look at him. This is perfect. I mean, sheetrock's heavy, dude. This man can lift a mountain.
Dude.
Look at his nail gun, man.
Ah. It's kind of timed up with the music.
It's pretty. It's kind of unsettling, if I'm being 100% honest. Like, that is not okay, dude. Now they can do parkour. Now they can build prisons. Mm-hmm. You know? It's over. It's over, dude. Look at the comments for this, by the way. Some of the funniest things I've ever read. It's moving too quickly for construction work. It needs 5 identical robots standing around him watching. Alan got me.
Doesn't look hungover enough either.
Dude, but I thought, okay, like, this is why I'm a little surprised by this. Because I thought robots, you know, were going to take over the low-skill jobs. Mm-hmm. Like janitors, burger makers at McDonald's, mm-hmm. you know, people who box and ship, you know.
Construction like a low
I don't feel job? Like it is, dude. Don't you feel like that's kind of necessary to, like... Make sure it works. Like, are they going to have one human who's like, the robot's doing a good job today? You know? He's going to have a team of robots.
For the physics.
He just
like,
makes sure they don't miss their nails, you know?
Yeah.
I just thought that, like, skilled labor jobs. What are these called? Trade jobs, right? Trade jobs were going to be some of the last to go. Plumbers, construction workers, electricians. But they're working on robots for it. It's over.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we know it's over for the people who buff the floors at Walmart. We know it's over for the Matthews who make breakfast sandwiches at McDonald's. Like, their time is numbered. They're going to get replaced by robots. You know, but, like... I thought that we could always build houses, you know, if we needed to. It's over. But yeah, Menace is like, I'd rather have a robot build a house than a human build one. I mean,
I wouldn't. Not now. That shit will fall on you. In 20 years? Yeah.
I think the problem, it's like this with human driving cars, too. You know, with humans driving cars, there's way more idiots driving cars than you think, you know? And so the self-driving cars are inherently safer because there's less idiots. But you feel somehow like they're more dangerous.
The self-driving ones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You feel like that's... You don't want... If you feel unsettled when you think of a self-driving car.
Yeah, their algorithm is going to jump a skip or something.
Right, but even if they do that, statistically, they're still safer than Grandma Tess behind the wheel... driving with her thick sunglasses on in the middle of the afternoon. Mm. You know, and I think it's a little bit like that for construction where, like... The robot feels less safe because I'm kind of with you. Like, it's going to fall. But honestly, like, drunk Bob who's sheetrocking, is he
Nobody's
really better than a robot?
Doing construction
100%
work.
They're drunk. No. 100%.
No, that's the one field where, yeah, you could go to jail for that shit.
If I name drop either of you, will Matthew hook me up with free meals? It's
probably
not worth
charge
it.
Him more.
Well.
If you drop his name, maybe. If
yeah,
you mine,
might. If you drop his, he'll probably hate you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't think Matthew won. He did have that kind of power, I think, at McDonald's. But only with pies.
Really?
Were you ever there, the studio, the dudio, when...
He brought pies?
He brought pies back. No one ate his pies, but he brought them all the time. He's like, hey, man, I brought like 10 pies for everybody at the studio.
Mm.
I'm like, thanks, man. And then they would just sit there, and no one would touch Matthew's pies.
I don't want to touch Matthew's pies.
No one wants to touch Matthew's pies.
Not after he's touched the pies,
I mean, he's such a nice guy that he brought us all pies, but we're not... the boxes was always just a little soggy, you know? Mm-hmm. And you're just like, why is it soggy? And he's like, it's because they're hot, you know? And the steam kind of sogs the cardboard up. But I'm like, is it that or is it your glands? You know? You don't really know for sure, and I'm not about to put it in my mouth.
Is it steam or is it your glands?
Yeah, I'm not about to put that in my mouth. You know?
His glands, man. Ugh.
You're programming your robot driver to Grandma Test setting. Great. Great. And you know, but he's talking about the Leaning Tower of Pisa, but like the Leaning Tower of Pisa is being fixed right now to not lean. They're slowly unleaning it. You know that?
I think it's leaning too much now.
Right. And so they're unleaning it back to a lean state where it doesn't fall over. No robot's going to do that.
Can you go in it?
I don't know.
Go in it.
All
right?
I know is there's all those idiots that take photos where they're like, holding it up. You know, that's all I know about the Leaning Tower of Pisa. I don't even care. Why would you want to go see an old tower? I don't understand that.
People like architecture.
I don't get that part of humanity where people are like, wow, pyramids, look at those. And I'm just like, I can't climb it, you know? If I want to look at... What's the difference between standing a mile away from the pyramids and smelling the Egypt than just looking at a picture of it on Google? It's like the Grand Canyon and you and your family. Like, you ended up going, but that was what I was saying. Like, you're going to fly over the Grand Canyon. Why not just look at it on Google? What is the difference, you know?
Because there's a difference between a screen and your eyes being overwhelmed with canyon.
Maybe I'm just too jaded to care.
Yeah, you know? Apparently. You like nature.
Yeah, but I mostly like nature because it's not this. It's not lights and electronics and people yelling at me.
Do you
and
like
overstimulation.
Anything?
Boobs.
Boobs.
I love boobs. Hmm. But to be honest, the older I get, the less I care about boobs, too.
Well, then what do you care about, man? But the mummies? Oh, the mummies in Egypt. That's right.
I really cared about Plotino losing to that Ganondorf, and that didn't happen. So...
You care about weird things, man. I like seeing architecture.
Rin was like sleeping. Boobs.
What?
Where?
I've been told they were trying to make it less lean, but I've been told that it's not working. I read an article a couple weeks ago that they were fixing it. That they were fixing it. You know. You know.
You know.
You know.
You know. But you know, you know, you know.
I don't know, man.
But
I like weird things.
Yeah, no, I know.
Like, I like very obscure things.
Like what?
Like, I like boobs.
That's obscure.
But like, no, hold on. But not like the fact that boobs exist and I can see them. But like, I like the idea that I've seen boobs. Like, I like boobs in like a metaphysical way. Like,
you like the aftermath of seeing boobs, not the aftermath.
Like, I like that I can lay in bed that night and be like, I saw boobs.
I saw boobs today.
You know, less about the fact that if the boobs were good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's more about the fact that they were there.
Just boobs exist.
Yeah.
And you got to see them.
Right.
The accomplishment of seeing some boobs.
Yeah. But that also applies to, like, Ganondorf.
Would that apply to going to a strip club? Ooh. Or is that,
I don't know,
expected?
I've never been. We're going to go to the shack or whatever. What's that
the
place
Sugar
called?
Shack,
Sugar
man.
Shack. That's what that was called, man. I don't know. I don't know if strangers' boobs are as enticing to me as people I know's boobs. But I don't know.
So the knowing the person has to do with the quality
of
the boobs.
I think the thing is like I'm so neurotically weird that it's not even a sexy thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of like just mentally someone wanted me to see their boobs. You know, it's like if someone gave me a chicken wing, I'd be excited about that too. But not because the chicken wing is delicious, but because someone cared enough to give me a chicken wing. You know? It's like Christmas, I don't care really what I get. It's more about the fact that someone got me something. Mm-hmm. I like that they thought of me.
Mm-hmm.
And the best way you could think of me, Chad, is to send me pictures of your boobs or chicken wings. Pick one.
Pick one.
Either one I'm fine with, to be honest. If it's a picture of you holding a chicken wing in front of your boobs, I don't know if I would be able to.
Would you give up seeing boobs for ninja followers?
Oh no, definitely not.
No?
No. No. Well, wait. How many boobs do you think Ninja gets? Just randomly in his DMs?
Probably not a lot.
You don't think so?
No.
Male boobs are fine? Yeah. Because like I said, it's not really a sex thing. It's just just like the people think of me. Like,
I don't think that counts.
You know who would like to see boobs? Seth would like to see boobs. Let's send him some boobs,
no.
You know?
I feel like there's a significant rise in wanting for female.
I'm really worried that I'm going to get just random pictures of boobs now. And I'm not actually worried, which is why I'm worried.
And why would you worry?
I don't know. I feel like most people don't want nudes sent to
them. I think most everyone wants nudes.
No, I don't think so.
Brett does.
No.
Just so many dick pics.
No. Well, why would you do that to her?
Send her up for it.
What's my number? Just DM me on Discord. It's fine. Okay? Or DM me on Twitter.
Good man. Shit. Horse rape.
Chris doesn't care. Chris absolutely approves of this message. She doesn't care. Could send Chris would.
She probably once cared. You just won it down over the sands of time.
I think it's more like
eroding away.
It's no. I think what it is. It honestly feeds into me wanting that validation. Is that I know she doesn't care because she knows that I can't do anything because no one will have me.
Mm-hmm.
So like even like let's just like Taylor's the only girl, so she's the only example I get. Let's say Taylor sent me a picture of her boobs. Chris knows I'm never going to do anything with Taylor because one, it would require me to leave my house. Two, she states away. Three, I'm lazy. But like, so I don't think Chris cares.
Hmm.
Because well, he's just like boobs, okay.
You're just a safe bet.
I don't know, man. It's very confusing.
Yeah, no, you're a confusing person.
I could talk to a psychiatrist about it. You know,
you really should.
I can't afford it.
Probably should.
But I would love it. If we could get a psychiatrist in here sometime, that'd be great. We both need it.
Let's use that one site that got called out.
But that's
CBD.
That's not
an actual site.
No, I know Chris. All right, we've been dating for 8 years. I know her. We're fine. Okay? She can get a million dongs. I can get a million boobs. It's fine. We're very comfortable with each other. It's fine. I don't think she wants dongs, though. I don't think most people want nudes, man. I think that might just be something that's broken us. If someone sent you,
most people want them.
If someone sent you a picture of their dong, would you be okay with that?
No.
Well, see, then you don't want nudes.
I want specific
nudes. You want specific nudes. That's what I'm talking about. For you, it's sexy. For me, if someone sent me a picture of their dong, I'd be like, that was so nice of them. That's what I'm saying. That's the difference.
I'm good. It's not not on my list.
So that's what I'm saying. That's the difference. It's like, to me, they're not nudes. It's just a photograph. It's like, it's the same reason I could send Ren that picture of Matthew that you won't even look at.
You know,
and Ren just looks at it and goes, oh, you know, which is what I do. And then we laugh about it because
I won't look at it.
There's something in our heads that's just, it's gone, dude. It's broke.
No, I just don't want to look at it.
Oh, you couldn't send it? That's sad. That's sad, Ren. I'll miss that. But you know what? The fact that you tried means a lot to me, Ren. Okay, if you all just lie to me right now and say that you tried to send me nudes but they wouldn't go through, that would make me feel better about the Ganon thing, just honestly. All right? Mm-hmm. What are we talking about?
Don't do it.
How did we get on this topic?
I don't know. Boobs. What do you enjoy?
Yeah.
You got
boobs and chicken wings, I think, is what we ended up on. But we were talking about the robot uprising.
Yeah. No, then we talked about the Pisa Tower.
Because...
And then you were
construction.
Like, how do people like that? And I'm like, people like seeing stuff.
That's what it was, okay.
And like, I like seeing boobs.
I trusted Ren and not you. What do you mean? What do you mean, Taylor?
Taylor, you don't want to see that picture.
You don't? Taylor, I respect you. That's why I won't send you that photo.
Not you, Ren.
No, I respect Ren, too. He had to beat it out of me. Okay? I do respect you, Ren. In fact, I respect you probably more than anyone else but Taylor and everyone else who's insulted by me saying that. See, there you go.
Yeah, it's just implied.
You know what she's doing?
Most people don't want to see that.
She's needling me right now. Like, she knows.
Do it
she
more.
Knows what I am.
Do it more,
she's,
Taylor.
She's just getting me, you know?
Yeah, you really...
She's trying. You're
very bad at Smash.
She's trying to get me, man.
You're very bad at it.
She's trying to get me. Because she knows insults don't work. She's got to light the fire. She's got to turn them burners up. She's trying to get me all riled up, man. It ain't going to work.
Calm down there, man. Bring it down a level. Just bring it down. Those are some cute cats, though, man.
It's not hot, Taylor.
It's kind of hot.
It is actually very hot in here.
A little bit.
It's very hot, but unlike Pinella or Riddle, we'll admit it. Okay?
Yep.
Okay. What's this? Oh, you want to talk about something crazy? Just want to do like some... What do you call it? Like some theorizing?
Yeah.
Okay, this is just crazy. I just want to talk about it. Okay? So... I don't know how many of you care, but basically this nerd, all right, he somehow got a full release copy of Kingdom Hearts 3, okay? Now, it doesn't come out to the end of January, but he has an Xbox One fully boxed, fully printed copy of it, okay?
That looks like a shitty cover,
It's not, so, well, it might be. The cover might be crap, but it's a real game, okay? So... Here, I was just reading comments about it, okay? So basically, they said that he was selling them. He said he had 30 copies-ish, that he was selling them for $100 a pop on Facebook Marketplace. Okay? Said that he's not shipping them. The buyers had to meet him in person to buy it, and he's already sold 10, according to his Facebook, before the post was removed. The reason why he put up his gameplay vids was to prove to the potential buyer that he had the real thing. Dude doesn't care at all about Kingdom Hearts. He just was trying to sell it to make some buck. Okay. Is that true, Menace? Menace says, I know a store in Manhattan. I can get an early copy, too. Let me know who needs. I don't think that's true.
Menace is just trying to be cool, man.
Is he trying to needle me, too?
Dude, I hope everyone needles you.
I don't want that. My heart can't. I thought I was dying 8 days ago, and now they're in here needling.
It's fine. You're back to normal.
Anyway, so basically he says that this guy stole 30. So the guy's stuff gets to the end, doesn't care about Kingdom Hearts, blah, blah, blah.
Was he working in whatever?
This person was talking about the spoilers and worrying about the spoilers of it and all that, okay? But the comments were most interested in, okay? Most leaks happen from distribution centers. I'm going to ignore Mass's comment. I see it. I'm going to ignore it. All right, don't laugh at it. Don't encourage him, okay? I used to work at a distribution center called Anderson in Smyrna, Tennessee, okay? When the Harry Potter books were in full swing, we would get the pallets out of the item months in advance, and they would sit there until distributed. Employees would read the books and put them back. Some would even take copies home and read them and then bring them back. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Like, I don't... does that surprise you at all?
Yeah.
I guess that makes sense. It's just, so there's a big Kingdom Hearts fan that's in my chat, and he, I mean, Oni's gonna LOL because he's in the same time zone, but he's in Finland, and so he's not here on Sundays and stuff because he's asleep or whatever, okay? Mm-hmm. It's too late for him. But anyway, he's a big Kingdom Hearts fan, and he was telling me yesterday when this leak got things, my initial reaction was it's so early.
Yeah.
How it, like, because it doesn't release literally till the end of January. I think it's January 27th. So it's like 40 days out.
Yeah, it's definitely soon enough for it to be packaged.
I guess I didn't put that together. I thought that, you know, in the last month, they're burning it to discs. They're putting the paper in the sleeves. Nah. Like, I feel like they arrive at Walmart, like, 2 days before.
That, I would think. But...
I mean, look, like, how long it took Sam ready, to get his shirt, you know? Like,
for them to be ready, though, I feel like it's about this time. They'd get it all produced.
I mean, clearly, yeah. Mm-hmm. I was surprised by that. And then I guess if that's the case, with everything, how do we not have more leaks like this? Mm. Like, are these distribution centers like the NSA lockdowns type of place? Like,
yeah, if you fucking leak,
I guess
it,
I never,
you're gonna get fired.
I guess,
sure.
I never understood.
They could maybe prosecute.
Well, yeah,
you.
But leaking it is different than, like, they're talking about Harry Potter just taking it home. Like, how does someone not take Harry Potter home and then get on Twitter under an anonymous account and be like, this is what happens 2 months in advance? Because you can't track that down. I could go to a library, create a throwaway email address, and just leak it to the internet. I guess the idea is that people wouldn't believe it. Is that the idea? Like, does this happen all the time and we just don't know? I just find it amazing to believe that with, like, all of these people that are out there working at these distribution centers and all of these hyped up stuff, like, if Kingdom Hearts 3 is in the distribution center, that means Red Dead Redemption 2 was in the distribution center at the end of August.
Mm-hmm.
And none of that got leaked? That just blows my mind that this doesn't happen more often.
Yeah, I don't...
I mean, you start thinking like that and, like...
No, I don't think leaking... If you're in the position to do it, I don't think leaking something is as hyped as you think it is. Like, if you personally,
right,
had access to Red Dead before everyone else,
right,
why would you share that?
Because I want validation. No, I see what you're
I'd
saying.
Be like, I don't want to ruin it for me.
Well, but I love spoilers. And Taylor said that. She's like, some people don't want things to be spoiled, you know? And like Oni says, I want to spoil things for people that don't want it to be spoiled. So Oni's one of those people.
Yeah, I hate those people.
I do too, actually. But I love spoilers, but I hate the people do that, you know? It's just, yeah, that's Menace is like, stuff must be under heavy lock and key. And I'm like, I guess... So it is. Like, Sam's like, I tried to leak information about the new iPhone, but never got enough hype. Didn't have enough high fall. And see, that's another thing. If that doesn't apply, if it applies to video games, it applies to books, is that how the Apple leaks happen?
Yeah.
Like, because there's the iPhone XS was in a warehouse a month before the announcement? Mm-hmm. Or are they so big that, like, they have their own warehouses?
Well, yeah, but I mean,
I don't know. For some reason,
it happens all the
I just
time.
Thought everything was like movies and TV.
I think more of everything. It's what happened to Sam. It just doesn't get.
It just no one knows.
Yeah,
it.
No, that's my guess.
I guess, man.
You can't. I don't know if you can Google for stuff like that.
I don't know either. I mean, I guess you could, but it would still be like.
Because I mean, can't you just ban things? You think there's like a.
A takedown or
something,
yeah. You know?
I mean,
like, maybe
on
Apple
YouTube.
Has Hitman to come back to people who leak information. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I bet.
That's just, for some reason, I know it doesn't make sense because it's digital, but like movies.
Nah, there's censorship,
you know,
everywhere.
Like,
bro.
Movies, they'll beam Avengers Endgame into the theaters 12 hours before the first screening. Mm. Like, they'll satellite image it into some place. Or I think what they actually do is they ship it on hard drives now, and then they, like, email out the encryption key to decrypt it, like, 12 hours before the movie. And so, like, I guess I just assumed all things were like that, but they're not.
Nah.
Oh, Menace has a good idea. He's like, my guess is the Blake boxes and the workers don't know what's in them. That would kill me. I would want to know what's in every single thing. What's in here? Oh, panties. You know, I don't.
Oh, panties, huh?
I don't know what people
should. Boobs to panties, huh?
You heard there were superheroes and it. God, it's already spoiling it, man. What a jerk.
Way to ruin it, man.
What a jerk. Because Xbox had to change their Xbox One boxes inside out because they didn't want them to be stolen. I guess I don't know, man. Why don't we work at a shipping centers?
Because it's not worth
that
shit.
How do people not steal? I would want to steal everything.
Yeah, because you could be prosecuted.
Only if you get caught, though.
Yeah. And they probably have cameras and shit.
I guess they probably have cameras, huh?
Yeah, you're dumb. Oh, fuck, man. I can't stop yawning.
Stop.
I can't.
Stop.
I just said I can't.
Well, stop.
That's not helpful.
Because you need your job, I guess. I don't know, man. If you could steal one thing ahead of time, what would it be, man? Game of Thrones?
Boobs.
I thought you were going to say Game of Thrones.
Yeah, no, you didn't.
I don't think I've stolen anything in my life.
That,
to
man.
Be honest, I don't think I've stolen anything.
I stole a pair of really cheap headphones from Gordman's when I worked there.
I accidentally stole a phone stand from Best Buy. Like, I had it in my hand, and I forgot I had it, and I just walked out.
A phone stand?
Yeah, like I used, like it was a $10 phone stand that I was going to buy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I was there with my mom, and she was looking, and she just looked so long, I forgot I had anything. And so we just left because she didn't buy anything. And then, like, 10 minutes later, I remember, like, looking at my hand, being like, I have this. This is mine now.
I had something in my, like, I put something in my pocket in Walmart and forgot I put it in my pocket.
Right.
I couldn't remember if I got out of there. And then I told my mom about it. Then we turned around and bought it. If I got stopped. I can't remember.
I didn't even get stopped. I honestly, like, it was one of those moments where I'm like, did I buy this? And then my family was like, no, we didn't go through checkout. And I'm like, oh, I guess I stole something.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, I think that's the only time. I'm talking right now, like, why don't you do it? But, like, I would be way too nervous.
Yeah.
Way too nervous.
Yeah.
I guess that's what does it, then. That's keeps people from stealing. It's just the fear. I just can't believe it. Like, this stuff doesn't have more. Now, this guy sold it on Facebook Marketplace. Like, he's definitely going to jail. Like, what a moron.
Right. Oh, this guy?
Yeah, he's selling hard copies of it on Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah.
Like, you use your real name. What a moron. But,
maybe
like,
set up a fake Facebook, man.
But all these people that bought it, like, they now own it, mm-hmm. and they can play it ahead of time. And, like, if they're streamers or whatever, you know, they could keep their videos, they can put them up day of, and no one will be any the wiser.
You could put them up beforehand.
No, because then they know you had a stolen copy.
So?
Well, receiving stolen goods is a crime,
a
isn't he?
I don't
isn't
know.
It? I think so.
Not if you know, well, yeah, probably.
I think that's what it is.
Maybe.
I was at VF. We have a box of airsoft rifles accidentally delivered to us, and I kept them and said never received them. Okay, so Sam is just, he's just a master thief. That's what he is, dude. That's what it is, you know?
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
If you could steal 10 iPhone XRs, sell them on eBay, make enough money to retire. Yeah?
No.
What? Well, I don't think you could.
No.
I don't think you could sell them because you'd get in trouble. That's the problem. Like, that's why this guy was meeting people in person, you know, so he could get the cash, give him the box, you know. But also, that's, I don't know.
There's just no way to market it without getting caught.
Right. You would have to keep it to yourself. Like, the people who take Harry Potter home and read it and then bring it back.
You'd have to do it in person with people that you know.
Right, you'd have to have the self-control, you know. I've stolen so many pins. Pins don't count. Pins don't count, right? On the dark web.
I love a good pen.
Dark web, dude. All right.
It exists.
That just blew my mind. I guess I never thought about physical goods just sitting in a warehouse for months. I know.
Yeah.
It's like that scene at the end of Indiana Jones. They're just crates of loot, you know?
Of loot.
And just what's in there, you don't know,
why don't
dude?
People break in there more?
That's a good
fuck
question.
Banks.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's got to be super locked down. Like, people have got to not think about it being super locked down, but it's got to be super locked down.
It's probably just a fucking warehouse.
That's what I would think.
No one knows what's in it.
And no one knows who works there. Like, if you just wear warehouse clothes and just walk in a back door, you think anyone's going to question you? I don't think so.
Maybe. Probably have key cards. There's got to be some entrance.
I don't know, man. It's crazy to me. It's crazy to me that more stuff like that just doesn't happen, I guess. I guess that's what it is, man. All right, dude. You want to get to the best story of all time, dude?
Yeah, man.
Here it is. Top Golf is going to build interactive, inclusive esports venues, man. Something for me to do at Top Golf while you golf, man. Look at this. Look at this. Top Golf, global sports entertainment leader. Top Golf. Did you know that they were a global sports entertainment leader?
Yeah, man,
entertainment
huge.
The fastest growing television brand in North America have announced a national partnership that'll generate larger fonts for the heart of sight. Generate exciting sports entertainment at Top Golf, designed for gamers of all walks of life. That includes you, man, because you are alive.
I mean, you could press Control Plus, you know.
What?
Control Plus.
Does that make you happier?
I mean, you just said it was a small font.
Yeah, but
man.
Now every page is messed.
No, it's not.
Now every...
It's just that one.
Now every page is... I hate you. all walks of life. The first TCL Esports Lounge will open at Top Golf Las Vegas in early January.
Of course.
Have you been there?
Yes.
Aligning with the 2019 Consumer Electronics Show in January 8th through 11th. Through a partnership with TCL... Top Golf will add esports lounges to 6 Top Golf venues, creating an inclusive guest experience and offering daily esports play along with traditional sports viewing areas, and featuring best in quality TCL 4K UHD 6 series TVs optimized for individual and group esports game and entertainment. Guests can play esports games and participate in special events, coaching sessions,
fuck is esports
viewing
games?
Parties, and meet pro gamers.
Is he talking about video games?
Yeah. Like
Why
Call
do
of
they
Duty,
call it video games.
I guess it'd be Call of Duty, Counter Strike, Overwatch, League of Legends. Man, it depends.
Who gives a shit about this?
Me.
I thought it was going to be like a VR setup.
In addition, Top Golf designing turnkey solutions for esports events to be hosted at Top Golf. Top Golf is bringing their famous special formula of hospitality, food, beverage, and entertainment production to esports. Top Golf provides a network of venues which can host esports events, make it simple for publishers, teams, brands, and leagues, create a meaningful experience. Top Golf is also partnering with national esports leagues to host events, local and weekly leagues, which will attract gamers, influencers, celebrities, compete in tournaments at Top Golf. TCL and Top Golf expect the partnership to reach more than 63 million guests annually.
Wow.
Top Golf at our core. What do you think the leader of Top Golf sounds like?
Hey, man, how you doing?
Top Golf,
bringing
people.
It's tight and it's nice, man. Get tight and nice.
He's Australian.
Getting tight and nice for you right now on my time.
Why is he Australian?
I don't know, man. It's just the one I went with. Real quick, Lock.
I can't do Australia, so can you read the quote?
Where is it?
By the way, I just
Top Golf at our core is about bringing people from all walks of life together through play, competition, music, and food to share meaningful moments. Oh, that's a big tiger over there.
Read the man's name.
Yu Chang Ching. Yu Chang Chang.
Not that, you know, Australians can't be Chinese, but...
I would do a Chinese accent, but...
Racist.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've reached...
Top of Golf at the core is about bringing people together.
You did it anyway. Why?
Because fuck people, that's why. You can suck it. I ain't racist. I love the Japanese, Chinese, everybody.
Okay.
All everybody. All
right.
Especially the Australians, though, mate. Oregon, the Pirates.
So it's going to start in Austin, Charlotte, Houston, Minneapolis, and Scottsdale.
Korean? You sure?
No, not a PG stream only. Not here.
Yuxiang Chang?
No. Esport Lounge is aligned with major events, local markets, at the NBA All-Star Game and Top Golf's WGT PGA Golf Tour events.
Google Yuxiang Chang. I want to know if he's Korean or not.
Chang? No, that would be Chinese.
Dude. Yeah, see?
100%.
See?
100%. Believe esports is ready, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so anyway, they're bringing Top Golf, man.
Oh, are they bringing Top Golf, are they?
This guy's name is Yu Cheng Cheng. This might be Korean.
My name is Yu Cheng Cheng.
This might be Korean.
Now get the fuck out of here.
I've still never been to a Topgolf.
You know, you can, like, the top bar of Chrome is Google. You don't need to go to Google.
You don't shut your lips. I will eat your pits.
Pits?
Shut up. Nah.
I don't know, man. Who knows? I apologize if I offended Koreans.
I don't think he's Korean. He looks pretty Chinese to me. That's Chinese, I think. Oh, no. He doesn't have a Wikipedia, I don't think.
That's very odd. Man needs to get on his web branding.
Look at two white men judging people, by the way.
Yep, right. It's about time we had our time in the sun. Like, you know?
Where is...
White men.
Why doesn't he have a Wikipedia page?
Where was Topgolf made? I thought it was here. But then again, it might not be.
He doesn't have a Wikipedia page, dude.
Chad Nelson. There's a white guy for you.
That is the whitest of names.
There's
Chad
a white
Nelson.
Guy for you. Like a synth?
God, why don't we know? Dude, the Topgolf guy is literally, he cares about golf, dude. Look at this guy. This dude, he loves golf, man. Topgolf media president. Topgolf bought the World Golf Tour. It's also the world largest golf website and mobile golf game. Topgolf Media, Yijing Shen and his his team Tap, their gaming, entertainment, and tech expertise to create meaningful shared digital moments. God, this is the most PR thing I've ever heard. What's up, Critical? Thanks for attempting the cheer. You got close. Try it with charity. You know, if you guys are going to give bits, use charity. Use charity, all right? Just type the word charity 25, because it would be better.
Would it be better? Why would that be better?
Well, right now Twitch is doing every 100 bits that are given globally, they give 20 cents to a charity, and we keep the entire money. Mm-hmm. So by not using charity, you're just not giving money to charities. So you might as well just use charity every time.
I like
time.
How you went to Google for this. Except
thank you, sir.
And not
appreciate
that. That it's Sonia, whatever it was.
What?
The growing trees search web thing. You went to Google.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I already forgot. You're
screwed
right.
Screwed up, man.
You're right. Thank you, man. With the charity, too. Appreciate that, dude. Thank you for the 75 bits. Very nice. Very generous of you. Appreciate it.
Dude, we're not going to learn where this guy lives.
I want to know where this guy is from, dude.
Dwayne graduated with a Bachelor of Arts from Colorado College.
He lives in Silicon Valley. Is it racist that we want to know?
I mean, kind of.
It is a little racist, right?
A little bit, I think, yeah.
I think it's a little racist. Hey, thanks for the bits. Why is that so loud today? Does that feel louder than normal?
Yeah, it's a little loud.
It's a little louder. All right.
Fact sheet.
They're not good. I thought about clicking fact sheet, but it's not going to be like...
No,
it's not going to be like our founder is from here. That's not going to happen.
It's Topgolf's fact sheet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus.
2 hours average visit length. 54% ages 18 to 34. That's you, man. 51% of top golf guests are non-golfers.
And it's super fun to smack balls.
What would you consider yourself? Would you say that you're a 1-7 round annually golfer?
No.
So you are a non-golfer.
I'm a non-golfer.
That's so crazy, dude.
I know how to golf, but I am a non-golfer.
Your father must be so disappointed.
Yeah, he is.
35,000 average visits a day in 2017. It's crazy. That's crazy.
Smacking them balls, man.
Oh, my God. Okay, what else we got to talk about today, huh?
I don't know, man.
We don't care at all about this because we're both iPhone idiots, but Samsung got rid of the headphone jack. It's gone.
You know, when I upgraded to the 8, I was really, really considering not because of the headphone jack. Haven't used it once.
Right. Well, that's... Yeah. I mean, people, I think, are really mad. I personally would miss it because I don't have wireless headphones.
That's all I have.
But you can also just, like, wireless headphones are like $15 on Amazon.
Yeah.
And they're fine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, you don't need, like, 3 years ago, I guess, wireless headphones might have been too expensive and more expensive, but now they're like, you can buy them anywhere.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, if I didn't have Bluetooth in my car,
Sam's mad, though.
I probably would get pretty upset as well, but I do have Bluetooth in the car.
I have a tape deck
headphones.
In my car. I don't even have a car.
Yeah, you don't.
Still my parents.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you that my dad said the transmission's going out on it now. I took my car out there so my dad could put a new battery in.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since we've done that, okay, they have had to put new brakes on, put new rotors on. There was a gasket in the engine he said was howling. Remember the howling gasket?
That's right.
Fix that, and now he says that the transmission is going out on it. Hmm. I should have just sold it.
For what, like $300?
No, I think, no, it's worth more than that. Oni, we'll see you later, man. Thanks for hanging out. Good to see you, brother. Have a good one. Navius.
$450.
I think the stream is okay, but I honestly don't know for sure. It looks like it's working on our playback, so he can't hear us.
Yeah, that's
one of my favorite things about Twitch, you know? It's just like someone in chat is like, I can't see the stream, anyone else having problems? And then Twitch chat completely ignores him, and then I try to answer, but he can't see me because his video's frozen. I do that all the time. I'm like, yeah, man, it works great. And he's just sitting there, you know, this isn't like, working. This isn't working. Yeah, but chat doesn't tell him, you know? Well, and that's what I said, Taylor. Like, literally, buying a new transition is probably how much my car is worth. But I've already bought the new battery. I already got the new brakes. Like, why didn't my dad tell me about the transmission before I bought all the other crap? I would like that, like, $300 back, please.
Yeah. You can sell them.
Probably. No one's going to buy a car if the transmission's bad, man!
No, not the car. You could sell the brakes and the fucking...
You can't sell brakes!
You can, too.
No, you can't!
It will take you a little longer, but you can.
Sell brakes!
Yeah, man, they're on Facebook Marketplace.
Also, my dad boned me. Okay, this is a personal story. I don't know anything
about...
That
does sound personal.
Gross. Okay, anyway, I don't know anything about cars. So I tell my dad to tell me what I need to buy, and then I go to Amazon and I buy it. Because Amazon does like the, you know, the this fits your car, you know? And so I bought brakes. Well, what the brakes that I bought, it literally says pair of. Okay? And so I took a screenshot and I sent it to my dad, and I'm like, do I only need to buy one of these because it says it's a pair? But I don't know anything about cars. Like, a pair of might be mean like one goes on the left, one goes on the right of one wheel.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're a pair... My mind means you get one for this wheel, one for this wheel, that's all you need.
Mm-hmm.
And so I message him, and I'm like, do I need to buy two of these or just one? And he's like, you need two. And so I'm like, okay. So I bought two, shipped it to his house. Like 2 weeks later, I'm out there for Thanksgiving. He's like, by the way, you bought one too many brakes. And I just, whoa, I wanted to smash the house, dude. Because like the one time I knew something about cars, shat right on me, man. And then I was right, and then I can't just be like, I told you so, because he's fixing my car, because it's actually getting blast the longer it's there, but he's fixing my car for free. This show is not good for my heart today.
No, it really isn't. Taylor was right. You're having a bad day, man.
I don't know why.
You're putting it on yourself. Thinking all this negativity. Maybe. See, it's bad when the listeners tell you to relax.
Oh, man. I just wish I had won the lottery. You know, all my problems would have gone away.
Yeah. Because
you can just pay to make your problems go away.
Everyone does want that.
But I need it more than most
no,
everyone.
No, you don't.
You don't think I need it more than those yee-yees out in South Carolina that won?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
We all need it more than everyone else.
No.
Yeah.
There are some people that need it more than me, okay?
Nah.
Overall, my life's pretty good, but I can't talk about that on the show because Colby yells at me for making people feel
this
good.
This isn't what we do here.
Exactly. Okay? Just learned poker. I am literally the worst at poker. The worst. I can't even win solitaire, dude.
Good. I'm fine.
We used to play like strip poker all the time in my teens. I would sit there fully nude, everyone's clothed. They've somehow worn more clothes. That's how bad I am. The worst.
How do you play strip poker? Whoever loses strips?
Yeah. Huh. You don't know how to play strip poker? Did you even live your life?
So does that mean, like, if there's four people, three people strip?
No. Only the loser strips. I mean, you can play it that way, but generally...
What loser?
The person has the worst hands. You know, poker has points and hands. You can tell what's better than others. You know, like...
What if I fold before you can even see my hand?
That counts. You're out then. Folding means you count. But you usually play with chips, so if you run out of money... You also get naked.
I think there's
I will get you naked, chat. You can't come up with
I think the winners should strip.
He was hanging out with... Yeah, that is true. You were hanging out with me. We never played strip poker together?
Nah.
I feel like we have had to have.
Not poker.
We probably didn't because I'm so bad at it, I refuse to play. Yeah, not like, poker. No joke. I think that's probably what happened. I don't want to play strip poker because I'm bad at it.
Not poker.
It's a great point, Taylor. It's like, I don't. There's 5 years there where he did things without me, okay? You know?
I wasn't playing strip poker.
No, he was doing drugs.
That's equally as good.
Probably is better, to be honest. Mm. Okay.
I'm going to Colorado in a couple weeks, man.
I know you are, man. I know. Oh, you know what? Speaking of which, like, you don't smoke anymore, so it doesn't matter as much. But Ren told me that he found a strain of weed there called the Hog.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I was very sad that, like, I don't know anyone who could appreciate the Hog.
I may or may not when I go there. We'll see.
I mean, it's legal there. Yeah. You know, there's nothing wrong with it. Well, if you do, get the Hog, because I feel like chat would love it if you were smoking the Hog, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Be great.
We'll see.
Yesterday, dude.
Where?
Oh, I could send you. I think he DM'd it. No. I think he put it in his Discord because he was worried that our Discord might be too family friendly to put pictures of weed. And I'm like, you could have put it inside the Colby. It would have been fine. But anyway, yesterday, I was wearing the Hog shirt for the Colby. And my son comes over. He comes over about 10
He's
o'clock.
Like, is that you?
No. What he does, he goes, he literally said this to me. He stopped. He looked at me and he goes, "The Hog, huh?" That's what he said.
Your son's hilarious.
The Hog, huh?
Your son is hilarious.
Like, yes, son. The Hog. And I could just feel the judgment.
The Hog, huh?
That's what he said to me. Like, how do I respond to that? Mm. I think I just been like, yeah, you like the Hog? He said nothing, you know, but like
eh.
The Hog, huh? The first thing he said to me.
That's amazing.
He's mad that I don't stream Fortnite.
I'm okay with that.
Like, he's disappointed. I am too, but he's disappointed. Mm. Have we talked about that on the show? Mm-mm. I feel like he goes to school and he wants to talk about how his dad's a Twitch streamer, you know, because that's really hot right now, but he can't because I don't stream Fortnite, and so no one would care. He streams old man games, you know?
That's so sad.
I feel like that's what's happening, you know?
That's so sad.
Tell him to put some respect on my name. Yeah.
Fucking Fortnite, man. When's that going to die?
No, never, dude. It's more popular than ever, I feel like. They added planes and swords to it, dude.
What?
It's crazy in there. Yeah. It's a madhouse in Fortnite. People love that game. Oh,
I'm so ready for it to be dead.
A Hog, huh? Oh, they took the sword out? Oh, no. People were mad about the sword. People were mad about it. I won't get into it because Fortnite, but they were mad, dude. It was too OP. I still feel rage building up inside me, and I can't breathe it out. Just
you need to relax, man.
I do need to relax. I don't know.
Take a shot. Smoke a joint.
I don't have any liquor. I don't have any weed.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
I used to smoke because I couldn't go to sleep, and it very much helped with that.
Yeah.
But,
I don't have the money for that type of
I
wouldn't have it.
It's also, it's illegal here, so you gotta deal with that.
Usually I use this show to get out my rage, but today the show has only made me more upset.
Yeah. Deep breath in. One. Two. Three. Four. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Did that work? He passes out.
No, it didn't help at all. It did nothing. All I felt like I was doing was breathing.
I mean, that is what you were doing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How does breathing help my rage?
You really need to...
Well, seriously, what's the deal with Colby with leaving the show at 29? He ain't leaving. He's staying. He ain't going anywhere. In fact, he'll be here more than ever.
Tuesday episodes, yeah. I'm leaving those.
No, he'll be here.
I'm leaving those in the dust.
He'll be here for every episode. Nope. We're adding four now, just to spite him.
You're the worst.
I know.
You're the absolute worst.
I know, man. Oh, God. Okay. Hey, man, what about this? Solo, its original score is disqualified from the Oscars because someone forgot to submit it. First round voting is kicked off for the Academy's Best Original Score awards. Four buzzworthy scores have already been disqualified. causes behind their disqualifications vary, but Solo, A Star Wars Story, might have the most embarrassing reason. Someone forgot to submit it in time. Other scores didn't make it were Mandy, Green Book, and The Other Side of Wind. Like,
dude, the Solo score sucked ass.
Did it?
Yeah. It was very shit.
Drunk stream on March 6th. You must drink with me, brother. What's so special about March 6th? What day is that? March 6th is a Wednesday? I ain't drinking on Wednesday. You're going to Vegas in March?
No. We were, but not anymore.
Thank God. So can I delete this?
Yeah.
Does that mean Chris can have her bachelorette party the week before then?
I mean, maybe.
I need to tell her that. Because she really wanted to have it this Saturday instead of this Saturday. Because this Saturday she goes back to school. This one, she's got the entirety of spring break, but she couldn't do it because Britt was in Vegas. So Britt's not in Vegas now?
I don't think so.
Okay, I'm gonna tell Chris. She'll make her day. All right. It's like everywhere I go on my calendar is like some vacation for you, man. You're just traveling the world.
I'm all over the place.
You're just traveling the world.
I got that money.
I'll take some drink with you, Drogan, but I probably won't do a drunk stream on Wednesday, but we could probably do one on Thursday.
Yeah.
We could do a drunk stream on Thursday.
Nope, I'll be cutting then. I can't drink.
Streaming on July 23rd, 2019. That's a Tuesday. We'll be there. Yeah, it's a Tuesday.
We won't.
We will be.
No, we won't.
Yeah, we will be.
No.
Yeah.
You will. I won't. I'm going to keep this up. I'm going to keep it up.
Oh my god, dude. Oh, anyway, okay, you want to watch this? I don't know what this is, dude. This is stupid. I honestly don't know. Maybe Sam could tell us more because he's British. All I know is that this is Andy Serkis dressed as Theresa May, okay, Prime Minister of England, but he's doing his Gollum impression. I don't know anything about the politics behind it. I don't know why he is personally attacking Theresa May because we're from America. We got our own problems, okay? But I do want to see him do his Gollum impression. Right?
Boo. Yeah.
Okay.
Prime Minister, you wanted a copy of your withdrawal agreement.
Like, I'm sure it has something to do with Brexit, right? Like, if it's...
Our agreement.
It's kind of. This is terrifying, dude.
Yes. Yes. We take back control. Money. Borders. Laws. Blue passports.
I don't like it. It's very disconcerting to see him as a human man doing this.
Yeah.
Makes him poorer. But I find it. I negotiate it. We want it. We have to do it.
Why does he have, like, ridiculous chest hair?
We ask the people if they want it, and then, no, stupid tricksy remainers, ruins it.
What is this for? Sam says she wants to stay in the EU and withdraw.
First, this is the only deal, juicy and sweet.
My hair is standing up, dude. I can't do this.
Have it. But they told us, precious, they hate the deal. All of them hates it. They want a people's vote.
I thought they already voted.
People's vote! They steal it from us. Curse them, we hate them.
This is the best thing ever.
The peoples are our friends. You don't have any friends. My own. My
creepy. Whatever.
That was intense, bro.
I don't, Okay, so Sam says the EU is saying there's only one deal, but no one in UK politics wants to accept it. And then now they're having a second vote because people didn't realize how bad Brexit would be in the first place. I thought the whole idea was that there couldn't be another vote.
Just fucking stay in the EU.
Like, why?
Just keep it the same.
No. No. Do whatever you're still doing, but do it forever so we get more of that. That's what I... me as an American, stay in turmoil so we get more Andy Serkis doing Gollum. Okay? That's what I want.
It takes some of the pressure off of us, okay?
It does, actually. Well, you know, no, because even their politics are clearly better than us. We get Trump in a diaper floating as a balloon, and they've got Gollum doing the impressions. Like, that's so much better than what we get.
Did you see his yelling bout with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer?
Dude, you know, I heard that he stormed out of the Oval Office. That's all I heard.
No, he just kind of, he baited them into, like, a press conference.
Okay, here's what I know. I heard that he said that if we don't build the wall, the government's going to shut down.
Mm-hmm.
And that he is personally responsible for it.
He said he was going to take credit for it.
Right. So if the government shuts down, it's going to be his fault.
No.
Well, that's what he said.
No, he's saying that he'll take the blame for it.
Okay.
Really, it's the Democrats' fault for not giving them the money for the wall.
But I thought Mexico was going to pay for the wall. Wasn't that like his big campaign thing?
Yes, but now he's saying because of his renegotiated NAFTA deal with Canada and Mexico,
okay,
the profits that we're going to make in trade is how Mexico's technically paying for the wall.
But that's not how that works.
It's like, here's a pie.
That's like, that would be like me going, that'd be like me going, like, I get busted with a brick of cocaine. Mm-hmm. And I go, this isn't my cocaine because my employer paid for it.
Yeah.
that's not how that works.
It's a little different.
So can we get Gollum to come over here and talk about the wall? That's what I want, dude.
We need it.
That's pretty good.
He wants to build a wall. My precious.
Is Theresa May very Gollum-like? Like, do you know what she looks
she
or sounds
looks
like?
Fucking like that,
does
man.
She? Okay, yeah. I don't know.
I don't know. She sounds like a British old lady. She doesn't sound like Gollum. But that's pretty similar to what she looks like.
Now, is that... Okay, how do I phrase this without insulting multiple people?
Just go for it.
Andy Serkis can morph into anything.
Mm-hmm.
He's a monkey, he's Gollum, he's King Kong, he's all these things, right?
Yep, another monkey.
Now,
yep.
Is Theresa May actually, does she look like Gollum? Or is Andy Serkis just such a god that he can make Gollum look like Theresa May?
No, she kind of looks like him in that situation. Google fucking what she looked like.
I wanted you to incriminate yourself, and then I would be off the hook, though.
No, she very much looks like a Gollum person.
Theresa? May?
H.
May? That's not very Gollum-esque.
That's Gollum-esque.
No, okay, this one. That one's a little Gollum-esque, but... I think.
Didn't you see that meme going around where she's like, kind of like walking
no.
like this?
I stay completely out of politics as much as I can, dude.
Yeah, but it's a meme, bro.
Oh, was that her, the walking one?
Yeah.
What about this picture? I've been so out of politics. I'm done, dude. I can't even keep up with what's happening. It's just everything is the same now. Like, the details are different, but it's still just, it doesn't matter, you know?
Well, the government just passed a farms bill.
Okay.
To give some money to farmers.
Okay. Because
they're apparently doing bad.
Okay.
They signed something about criminal justice reform, because that was a bipartisan thing.
Okay.
But now they're bitter battening over the wall again.
Why are we building a wall, man? How does no one walk into the Senate and just be like, why are we building the wall? I feel like everybody is trying to be all prim and proper at all times. Like, they need... Why doesn't someone from New York get in there and just, like, start throwing rats at people or something, you know? I feel like...
Everybody's too scared that they're gonna offend somebody, man.
Who can... Why? What happens? They're elected! Ted Cruz is elected! If he can win stuff, everybody can!
If you say certain stuff, man, you won't be elected again.
It depends on what state you're from.
Yeah.
People in Kentucky can do anything they want.
Kentucky?
Yeah. Because it doesn't have anything to do with what you say. It has to do with the symbol next to your name, right? It's an R or it's a D.
Yeah.
And 90% of people don't care. They just vote the R or the D.
No. And I mean, all this bullshit's going to stay the same just as long as there is an R and a D. There just shouldn't. Like, I get you have different principles, but you don't have to have the same fucking principles as every other D and R.
I'm just tired of politics. I want more Gollum.
Like, I mean, Trump, for his credit, he's a Republican who doesn't give a shit about gays.
That's true.
Doesn't give a shit.
Cares a lot about Mexicans, though.
He does not like Mexicans.
He doesn't like Mexicans. Gays, okay.
Mexican he likes
problem.
Mexicans. He had the taco bowl in his Trump Tower.
Make the best taco bowl.
Some of them.
Around. That's right.
Some of them are good people. Most of them are racist or rapists, drug...
The bad hombres,
yeah,
right?
Bad
is that
hombres,
what they say? The bad hombres? Yeah,
a lot
yeah,
of
yeah,
bad
yeah.
hombres here, man. We gotta get them out. Border security.
Navy.
Border
just having two options doesn't seem like a really good system. We got four parties, man. Technically five, right? Because we got Republican, Democrat, Libertarian...
Green.
Green, and then not affiliated. Right?
Yeah.
That's plenty.
Totally.
Because those other ones win all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think we'll ever do this show? We'll be like, hey, politics are really good right now.
No.
Do you think that if we had done this show 50 years ago, do you think we ever would have had a time where we'd be like, politics are really good right now?
No.
Like,
well, I think if the legislative and the executive all shared the same letter, politics would be pretty good right now.
Well, yeah, but only if you're with that letter.
Yeah. But even then.
No,
even then, I don't think. Like, I mean, yeah, one side's going to hate the other.
Maybe
no matter what.
It would run efficiently.
Yes.
But maybe the decisions wouldn't be great.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So politics would be working.
Right.
But as to where it's leaning, bad or good, that's definitely up for discussion. But I don't know, man.
It's just, politics just blows my mind.
I like conservative points, I like Democratic points.
The thing that just blows my mind about politics is that...
You have to be one or the other.
I don't care at all, because I think nothing's going to change, and nothing's going to happen.
No, yeah, right.
Okay, they're just going to waste time for 4 years, so we can get the next person in there, who then is going to waste our time for 4 years, so mm-hmm. then we can get the next person in there, who's then going to waste our time for 4 years.
Yeah, we just go back and forth.
Ad infinity, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And like, but the thing is... Someone has to care, because then they just do whatever they wanted. Like, right now, the Democrats are going to do what the Democrats are supposed to do. The Republicans are going to do what the Republicans are supposed to do. But if one of the sides were like me, and just all of a sudden they just didn't care anymore, the other side would do stuff, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think the people in Washington really care. Like, personally, what they think is right or wrong. Or do they? Like, do you feel...
No,
like,
they're bots.
The senators there really have opinions, or they just do whatever the people, which is usually money, say to do?
That one.
And so if those people stopped caring, would they actually... Like, I feel like back in the 1700s, the people who were elected did what they thought was right.
Mm-hmm.
Not what they thought they were supposed to think is right.
I think there's some out there, but it's a very
small
minority.
Yeah, like five
minority.
People, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know, dude. Just go back to having a king or queen and fix everything. Dude, as long as I'm the king, I'm fine with it. Okay? I mean, honestly, my life isn't bad, except for the whole no healthcare thing. I'd really like to adjust that one if I could pick something. I'd really like to be able to go to the hospital when I think I'm dying
You're
on a Saturday
about to
night.
Get some Trump care, man.
You know, no,
it
we're not.
Show up.
No, it won't.
Yeah.
No.
It's called Trump care.
It ain't going to help me because you still have to pay for it.
Yes.
And I'm not going to pay for it because I have no money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Unless it's free, I ain't paying for it.
He did at one point in the campaign say that we should have a universal health care system, though.
Yeah, well, he also went like this at one point in the campaign. You know, does it matter what you say in the campaign?
No.
Just make Mexico pay for it. Does Mexico have universal health care, man? Do you know?
I don't think so.
I wonder. Is that something you can Google?
Does Mexico have universal healthcare?
Mexicans do. Okay, public healthcare has an elaborate provisioning and delivery system instituted by the Mexican government. It's provided to all Mexican citizens. So, yes. So, yes, they do.
Yeah.
It's awkward.
I mean, it kind of makes sense, right?
I mean, it kind of makes sense.
Like, you kind of want your population to live.
That modern countries would have universal health care. Mm-hmm. Like, just take it out of our taxes, dude. What's the difference? I mean, I get it, but, like I know that you complain about it because you already pay so much in taxes. And so do I, for the record. Like, this year, I'm going to get, you know, just rammed. But, like, the same time, the biggest problem is that you don't get a raise. Because you don't get cost of living increases ever in America. No. Like, when's the last time you got a raise?
Wages have been stagnant.
Right. Like
2013.
It's been 5-6 years, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, when I worked corporate, I think I got 2 raises over my 5 years there.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them was because I got promoted to a different job. It was not just a quality of life increase, which you're supposed to get every year.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I feel like if you got those, your taxes going up wouldn't matter so much.
Right. Yeah, no.
It's crazy, dude.
No, if they just always gave you more money, then
my
they
boss
just
here
have to
actually went to Mexico on vacation.
Money.
Went to the doctors there because it was so much cheaper. And Navius is in Canada where they have universal health care. Does everywhere just suck?
Yes.
Because I could go to Mexico to like get a heart, you know, scan or whatever, but then I'm in Mexico.
Then you're gonna get shot on the street,
right? And get decapitated, mm-hmm. parade around Cozumel or whatever, right? Yeah. You get your head.
Juarez is probably not a good place to go.
No, I've seen Sicario.
Yeah, that's
not
a bad going
place. There. No.
Have you seen the second one yet?
No.
The Soldado?
I haven't watched anything, man.
You're so fucked.
I watched...
the worst.
I watched A Simple Favor last night.
The hell's that?
That's that movie with Anna Kendrick and Blake Lively.
Oh, what the fuck
it was
are you
good,
watching
man.
That for?
It was pretty good.
Britt wants to watch that.
It's good. You'll enjoy it.
Great.
You'll enjoy it. I thought it was
the
a
boobs?
Sex movie.
Yeah, I thought there were
it
boobs.
Is not a sex movie.
Damn.
There's no sex in it. But it's kind of fun. It's a mystery. It's about kind of a murder mystery... I thought it was a sex movie.
I did too.
There is a Blake Lively nip slip, but you're better off looking at it like a cow's udder. Like it's more like it's so fast you'll miss it, you know.
Yeah.
And I just can't think of anything but Ryan Reynolds when I see Blake Lively. Mm. And I know that's probably misogynist, you know, but Ryan Reynolds, he's just so pretty. Like he's better, right?
He is a man.
Like I imagine people watch my stream and think of Chris, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because she's better.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I do. I watch Blake Lively and I think of Ryan Reynolds, you know? Also, Anna Kendrick, top 5 women all time.
Oh, yeah.
Chris didn't know that. She didn't realize that I was obsessed with Anna Kendrick.
You and I have been, yeah, for a hot second now.
Yeah.
We had a whole show talking about it.
Nip slips, say no more. Like, I bet I could Google it and show you. And it's the best, like...
It's the best thing ever.
No, it's terrible. Mm. That's what I'm saying. It's a letdown.
Oh, buddy.
It's a letdown, dude. Like, Google, would you work? This is why I type it in, man. It's slower, you know? It doesn't even show up in Google Images. That's how bad it is. You know? Well, doesn't even show up in Google Images, man. That's how bad it is. Whatever. It's fine.
That's cool.
Fine. You know? Gay for Reynolds. Hashtag gay for Reynolds. Yeah, dude. For sure.
Frank?
Frank Reynolds? Oh, my God.
Your
I wasn't going to show the photo
is
set.
Shit.
I was just going to
no
show
longer
Colby.
Turned on by mules.
I'm just going to show Colby, okay? But yeah, I watched that last night. It was pretty good. But yeah, that was the last movie I watched. Incredibles 2, I think like 3 weeks ago. And then I watched Mission Impossible, I think a week before that. And then the last movie I think I saw before that was like Infinity War. I don't have time to watch stuff, man.
We're going back through the Harry Potters.
Those are good.
Yeah.
Those are really good.
Yeah, I just watched The Prisoner of Azkaban the other night.
That's the best one. Well, I think I like Half-Blood Prince the best, to be honest.
Half-Blood Prince, really?
Yeah. Why, we don't like that one?
It's like, yeah.
It's got the best cinematography.
Yeah.
That's why I like it, you know? Hey, what's up, Icy? I haven't seen you in forever. How have you been? Good to see you, Icy. I see her all the time playing video games, but I don't actually, like, see her in chat, so, you know. Philosopher's Stone, really?
I did rewatch
Poor
that one.
Stuttered Professor Quill. That's all I remember from that one. It sucks.
It's good for the world.
The
if
first
you like the
two,
world, that one's great
the
for the world.
The first two are kids' movies, mm-hmm. but they do that better than any other movie.
Yeah.
Like, without those two, you wouldn't really get the wizard culture.
Right.
You know, because three, just like, you're in the world now. There's no background setup. It's just, now it's about Harry Potter, which mm-hmm. the series needed desperately, but like, I don't know, man. I'm at work, just leave a PlayStation. Oh, that's right, I see you. It's good to see you. I hope you're doing well. I haven't seen you in forever. The chess scene's... Okay, let me clear this. I like... Philosopher's Stone. We call it Sorcerer's Stone here in America. All right. But
get it right.
So we liked it. I like all the Harry Potter movies.
Why
my favorite is that one.
You think it's because they don't think Americans know
I bet philosopher is probably
philosopher?
A different word, you know? Which is true, because did you see the second Harry Potter, or the second Fantastic Beasts?
Not yet.
Nicholas Flamel is in that movie,
mm-hmm.
and he's not a philosopher. He's an alchemist, they say, in
right.
that movie.
They said no, that...
So if they're going to change that...
They said that.
If they're
going
to change it from philosopher to sorcerer, why don't they call it Harry Potter and the Alchemist's Stone? Because he's not a sorcerer or a philosopher.
Yeah.
He's an alchemist.
That's true.
J.K. Rowling is... She's stupid, dude. She's stupid. Okay, I don't like J.K. Rowling anymore. What are you, Matthew McConaughey over there? Like, what's happening?
I got a fucking gut, man.
So did you finish How I Met Your Mother?
Yeah.
And so now you're doing Harry Potter?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what we do. We just rewatch stuff. We rewatched all of Monk.
Really?
But we watch like one episode a day, you know? So it takes us forever. Mm. Right now we're watching Marvelous Mrs. Maisel season 2. Okay?
That's what?
Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
What the fuck is that?
It's an Amazon Prime show.
Gross.
Yeah, it's good.
It's gross.
I mean, it's not great. It's one of those shows that would be better if it's 30 minutes. You know those shows? You know?
Yes.
It's one of those. But it's good, so we'd watch that. But there's like 6 shows that like have seasons that I haven't watched.
What did we try to watch? Can't remember. Oh, the cop show, the new Nathan Fillion one.
Chris is watching that. Chris has time to watch shows. Mm-hmm. I don't. Chris is watching shows right now.
It's not what I expected. I expected a comedy. It's more drama.
And Chris said it's about multiple rookies.
Yeah.
She said it's not just about Nathan Fillion.
It's about 3 of them.
Right.
But it's mainly Nathan Fillion.
I don't know, man. I'm tired of Nathan Fillion, too. I got over Nathan Fillion like halfway through Castle. I know people still think he's a treasure. I'm tired of Nathan Fillion.
He's fine.
I'm tired of him. I think he's overrated.
I don't think I like him as much as I did when I was watching, like...
Firefly is good. It's not good enough to hold the career of all these people up, okay? The lady who is with Ryan Reynolds in Deadpool, forget her name. It's Monica, something like that, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Inara mm-hmm. is the Firefly one. Lady, uh-huh. okay? She's good. She's in other things. Okay, the doctor, he might be dead. Okay,
yeah, I don't know what he's doing.
Summer Glau, she might be dead. Okay,
wasn't she in something?
The black preacher, actually dead.
Oh my god.
Red Wash, what's his name? He's famous and he's doing voice work.
Yeah, Alec Tunick.
That's his name.
Alan Tunick.
That's his name.
Tunick.
Okay, and. Who else is in that show? Oh, Adam Baldwin. He might be dead.
Nah, I think he's dead.
Nathan Fillion is the only one still hanging out. Jewel Staty, I think she was dead, but she just did a nude photo shoot, so she's...
Which, who?
Yeah, Jewel Staty.
Who's that one?
The mechanic.
Mechanic?
Yeah.
The black lady, she's in stuff.
She's oh, yeah, I forgot
suits.
About her, yeah. She made it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's about it, though.
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm never going to see Aquaman. Sam, the only way for me to see that is for you to pry my eyes open
yet.
In my grave. Yeah, it is.
Mm-mm. Comes out this Thursday.
It's already made like $300 million. I see it all over the internet. It's not even out.
No, it doesn't come out until the 20th.
What a joke.
Yeah.
They've prayed it around over there to all those savages before they bring it here to America.
Yeah.
Deadpool best
God
film of 2018. Shirtless Santa Christmas stream for Colby. Make it happen. And where's your girl Chris? You miss her? I mean, I'm sure she misses you too, Icy.
Hey,
but she's
allegedly,
right
can
now.
You pirate me?
She will be.
Adobe?
She will be on my stream Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. If you can stop by at twitch.tv/.
Did you hear me?
I didn't, but yes.
Because I'm really sick of paying $60 a month.
I mean, I don't know if I can get you Creative Cloud. I don't know.
I like Creative Cloud.
I haven't tried. I feel like Creative Cloud exists to prevent piracy.
I think it
but
does.
I also feel like pirates can do anything.
Yeah.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But I've never tried. I'm still using CS6, which I bought and paid for 100% legally.
I don't know, man.
I could try.
I'm so sick of paying for it.
Dude, isn't it like $60 a month or something?
I should have gotten a deal on Black Friday.
I thought work was paying for that.
It should.
Mm-hmm. It's what you do for your gerb. You know, you write that off on your taxes, dude.
I'm going to do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It won't make a dent, but you can try.
Yeah.
Camtasia. Sam, I don't know what that is, and I know it's not this, but that sounds like porn. Okay? You can do your Camtasia or whatever you want to do. That's fine. Just keep it to yourself or don't. Send me DMs because we had that discussion earlier, but not to Colby. Just to me and to Britt.
Yeah. She's in Discord.
I liked Deadpool 2, honestly. I liked it.
It was fun.
Yeah. I think part of it is because I think I have a small man crush on Josh Brolin.
You have a big one on Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, but not in the same way. Like, Ryan Reynolds is a cuddler.
Mm-hmm. Josh Brolin.
Yeah, man. We should have ended the show.
Yeah,
we should have before that happened.
Let's do that.
We should have ended that. That's over the line. That's over the line.
What a way to go out, though.
Did you hear that great fade?
Yeah, man.
Speed of iTunes.
You're
right there, dude.
Right there.
Speed of iTunes. Guys, thanks so much for watching.
Yeah.
Unlike the last couple weeks, we will actually be doing a Thursday show.
We'll be here.
So that means in the Discord, there will be a vote for Colby Plays Games. On the Twitter, there will be a vote for Colby Plays Games. So get in there, vote, and make Colby... Sam, his chance to get Detroit
vote.
Become human, man.
Get that vote.
It's your chance. It's your chance to get Detroit become human.
Get that
so.
Vote.
Get in there and vote. And we will be back Sunday. We'll be doing an episode before Christmas. It's a December 23rd episode, right? That's our Christmas episode. Okay. I'll try to get Colby to do it shirtless, but that's probably not going to happen.
No, you don't want to see that right now.
I mean, I think we do, but we'll try. But anyway, guys, thank you so much for hanging out today. We appreciate it. If you're listening on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or Spotify, stop by twitch.tv/SethandColby. Hit the follow button. If you got Amazon Prime, you can sub for free. If you don't sub for $5, it does support the show. Ooh. It's great. We're almost to single-digit subs, and that disgusts me. Step up your game, okay?
We got four today, man.
Yes, they're all resubs. Okay, not that we don't appreciate
them. There was
them.
One new one?
Here's what I'm trying to say.
There was a new one.
These people who are watching us right now, they're great. They're fantastic. They're supporting the show. Uh-huh. Those freeloaders who listen to an audio episode and do nothing but enjoy our content, those are the people that need to sub or buy a shirt. Give us some shekels, okay?
That's what
we need. You're doing nothing but taking. You need to give something back.
Give us something back.
All right. If
people can't spend $3 on Wikipedia, they ain't spending it here.
They're gonna spend it here. Wikipedia could burn. We'll tell you all the facts you need to know. What can Wikipedia do for you that we can't? Nothing!
We will Wikipedia stuff for you.
Or we'll make it up if we can't.
Yeah.
Okay? Come here, give us your money.
Yeah.
All right, audio listeners, quit taking and do some giving. Everyone else, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks, guys.
Really appreciate it. We love you. Thank you so much for watching.
Love
we'll be back
you,
on
you.
Thursday,
lots.
8 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 a.m. Central European Time, and then following that, Colby Plays Games, which you can vote for. Twitter.com/ThatColby is also on Facebook, Instagram. We got a Discord. If you're not in that, join the Discord and do all the stuff, guys. Thank you so much for hanging out. We love you. We will see y'all.
See y'all
on Thursday.
Next time.
Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye.